a Freddy with Jesus. Oh, what bliss that once over us, so weak as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to death. Oh, my friendship with my Jesus, friendship with, hallelujah, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of, oh, a friend of mine, a friend of, a friend, ship sees a friend with others, a friend when others fail, a friend who gives me joy and peace, a friend who will be, oh, friendship, friendship, friendship with Jesus, fellowship, fellowship divine. Oh, communion. Jesus is a friend, a friend to me in the dark, a friend who knows the way, a friend to steer my weak, frail body. Oh, friendship, friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine, a friend, a friend. When sickness lays me low, a friend, when death draws me, a friend, who's through the veil I go, a friend, to help her, oh, friendship.
Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this morning.
Nous saluons ce matin au nom de Jésus.
As things go further,
alors que les choses avancent,
you'll really appreciate that.
Nous apprécions
ça. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jésus est notre ami.
As this world goes on the way that it's going,
comme le monde s'en va la façon où il va,
you need that as a reality.
Vous avez besoin de cela.
You're going to need it more and more.
Vous en aurez plus besoin.
Because it's coming a time.
Parce qu'il y a un temps qui vient.
You're going to have to just rely upon Him.
Vous n'aurez qu'à vous relier.
Just want to speak on that today by the grace of God. Let's open up 1 Kings chapter 17.
1 Roi chapitre 17.
Just while you're opening up, just as I was speaking last night to Brother Christian, had a real nice talk. He was sending greetings to the saints.
Il nous envoie les salutations.
So he was wanting to come up to be with us at Christmas time.
Il voulait venir avec nous,
so I asked him to pray about it. We'll pray as well, and let's see what we can arrange something for Christmas. Amen. So I'd really ask you to be in prayer on that.
Je vous demande de prier pour
cela. Also, I know Brother George got the email as well from Brother Kingsley. He emailed me. And he was really doing well. He's moved to Milan.
Il est allé à Milan.
And he's leading the songs there.
Et là, il est
and he's the interpreter.
Il est aussi interprète.
So he's really doing well. You know, it was such a nice email from him. It's good to hear. The Bible says news from afar.
La Bible dit les
it's like water on a thirsty day. And Brother Cheslin, we've been always in touch with him and he's doing well. He was preaching there in Cape Town the other week. So it's nice to hear from the saints. Amen. Let's read 1 Kings 17. Let's read from verse
8.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, that was Elijah, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that you may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which is spake by Elijah. Let's also read Revelation chapter 11,
Apocalypse, chapter 11
verse 14. We'll take our text, our topic from there. Revelation 11:14.
Apocalypse 11:14.
The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, coming before thee upon this day, Father, how dependent we always are for anything good to come from today. Father, it's you that'll do it. And Father, each and every one of us, we just want to get ourselves out of the way. Father, get our own understanding aside, get our own thoughts aside, get the human nature. Father, even the things of this day, the things of days gone by. Father, we know the prophet said the enemy would always try to come to disturb with this and that, to take our mind onto this and that. But Father, the benefit comes in, Lord, when we're still before you in our souls. Father, when we just give it all to thee, when you wait upon thee, when Father, you come down and you speak personally to us, Father, that's what makes all the difference. And Father, we've come here today. There's going to be many people preaching in churches today about prosperity and psychology and all these things. Father, we don't want those things, Lord. We just want to have fellowship with you, Father, for that is what we need. So may you bless your people, minister to every need. Father, them that aren't here, do pray for them. Any sickness, Lord, any disease whatsoever, we just pray, Lord, just manifest yourself on behalf of your children. Be, Father, glorified, we pray. Father, thank you for the news from Brother Kingsley. You bless him. Bless Brother Christian and the saints down there today. You be with them. You guide us and lead us that, Lord, we may finish this year. Father, with a jubilee is our desire. Father, waiting upon thee, help us now in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. We take our topic from that. Behold, the third woe cometh quickly. You know, sometimes when you come to preach, you get nervous because there's too much to say. And you're not exactly sure which way to go about it. You know, and I think it's, I'd rather complain about that than complain that there's not enough to say. You know, just last week I went to Brother Tommy because Brother Tommy had a dream. And he said to me, he says, the Lord spoke to me in a dream and said that you must come and preach on a certain topic. So I did that. So this thing is stuck a little bit here. Thanks, Brother Vegas. So I went last Sunday evening, and it was really the grace of God. We had a real good time in the presence of the Lord. And we've got to go back this evening again and finish next Sunday evening by the grace of God. And just while doing that, taking that topic, thanks, bro. You know, when you start to study something again, because you know, even if somebody invites you somewhere, you'll never just go and take your old things. You'd always like to really get something fresh and wait on the Lord. And,
vous allez prendre quelque chose
et and revelation is progressive. Things,
et la révélation est progressive.
Things build. So I just really got studying on the economy of the world.
J'étais en train d'étudier sur l'économie du monde.
Like we said on Friday night, sometimes you'll read something, it'll so sober you when you go and study something.
Quand vous étudiez quelque chose, vous êtes tellement,
because it's later than you think.
Parce que c'est plus tard.
You know, so many things we used to speak of in the message.
Beaucoup de choses dont on
parle. We just take things that the prophet had said about these things.
Regardons la façon les choses.
And we believed
them.
Because it was Elijah who said them.
Parce que c'est Élie qui l'a qui les a dit.
But then there comes a certain season.
Puis un temps arrive.
Where there comes a real reality in those things.
Où il y a la réalité dans ces choses.
You find the events start catching up with prophecy.
Les événements qui commencent à rattraper.
And at those kind of seasons, it does something to you.
Font quelque chose.
Now there's something about the fulfillment of the word.
Il y a quelque chose à propos de l'accomplissement.
And the Lord revealing it to you ahead of time.
Et le Seigneur vous le révèle bien
avant. It's the grace of God, friends.
C'est la grâce de Dieu, amis.
You know, sometimes we look at so many different things.
Parfois, vous pouvez regarder à
plusieurs choses. But this didn't work in my life, and maybe the Lord didn't answer this prayer, whatever.
Le Seigneur n'a pas répondu à cette prière.
And if you're not careful, we fail
si vous ne faites pas attention,
to see His grace.
Nous manquons de voir
His grace in so many things.
Sa grâce dans beaucoup
like
de
we were
choses.
Saying on Friday night,
nous avons dit le vendredi,
it's so good to go back to the Lord
c'est très bien de retourner au Seigneur
on a regular basis
sur base régulière,
and think of the things that He's done for you.
Et pensez à ce qu'il a fait pour
friends,
vous.
God has been great.
Gracious.
You know, if you sat down and you got yourself quiet before the Lord and you got a pen and a paper and you started to write the book of Acts of your life, any believer here, it would be a powerful testimony of the things the Lord has done for you and done for me. Deliverance and healing. The things He's revealed. And friends, the Lord has done wonderful things. But the devil has this tactic. He wants to get you to focus on the negative. But if you're really sensitive, even if something negative happens, just wait. The Lord will bring something positive in its place. I've seen it so many times recently that you can see the hand of God. You'll be saying, discouraged with something, and the Lord will just bring something else. But if you want to stay in your negative spirit, it's up to you. And focus on all that's negative. But as for me, I'd rather fellowship around that which is positive. That which the Lord is doing. And that gives you scope for thanksgiving.
Et cela vous donne un sujet à vous à remercier.
You know, it's so easy to miss the hand of God.
Et c'est très facile de rater quelque
sometimes
chose.
Sometimes you think it's just a coincidence.
Parfois vous pensez que c'est juste une
coincidence. Well, that just happened.
Ou c'est juste.
And
arrivé,
you just keep moving on in your life.
Et vous continuez à avancer dans votre
sometimes
vie.
Sometimes it's good to call for a halt.
Parfois c'est bien de vous arrêter un
and
peu.
And to consider things.
Et considérer les choses.
Now to let something really sink down.
Et laisser que les choses puissent ancrer.
And you'll see that there's so many good things.
Et vous verrez qu'il y a beaucoup
that
de
Lord
bonnes
does
choses
for his sons
que le Seigneur fait pour ses enfants.
And friends, all of these things that he's already done.
Et la plupart de ces choses sont déjà
faites. They're but an earnest, a down payment.
C'est juste un gage.
Of the things he's going to do.
Des choses qu'il fera.
That's all that it is.
C'est tout ce que c'est.
He gives us the down payment.
Il nous donne juste un gage.
The former rain simply speaks of the latter rain that's to come.
La première pluie ne parle que de la dernière pluie à venir.
You know what he does in your life?
Alors, ce qu'il fait dans votre vie.
Why would he do it?
Pourquoi le fait-il?
The prophet preached investments.
Le prophète a prêché
God investissement. God is not a bad businessman.
He's
not going to invest and invest and invest in your life.
Il va pas continuer à investir
and then give up on you. It wouldn't make sense.
Et puis,
why would he have started investing in the beginning?
Pourquoi il a commencé à investir?
You know, there's billions of people out there. The Lord's not investing in their lives.
Il y a des milliards de personnes là dehors et le Seigneur n'a
pas
investi.
But for some reason, he's very interested
raison,
in you.
Il est intéressé en vous.
Whenever you get low, he picks you up.
Chaque fois que vous tombez, il
whenever
vous
you're confused, he gives you understanding.
Quand vous êtes confus, il vous donne
l'intelligence. He just keeps doing things for you.
Il ne fait que faire les
keeps
choses
visiting
vous.
You, keeps continue revealing
visiter,
himself to you,
continue à se révéler
delivering
à vous,
you, delivering
délivrant,
your family.
Délivrant votre famille.
Friends, yes, we may not have everything that we would desire.
Et il a tout ce dont nous avons besoin.
But a genuine believer today can agree with me.
Aujourd'hui,
We've never lacked for the things that we need.
Nous n'avons jamais manqué de quoi.
Because he's promised to supply every need and he has.
Il a promis de,
there's things
de
we want.
Toutes les choses et il a fait des
he
choses.
Didn't promise to meet those
il
things.
N'a pas
he knows what we need.
Il sait ce dont
and friends, he's so faithful in ministering to our needs.
Fidèle.
Time and time again.
De temps après
time
temps,
and time again.
Temps après temps.
And one of the greatest things that God can
et
do for
une
you
des grandes choses que le Seigneur peut faire dans votre vie,
is what he did to that widow woman.
C'est ce qu'il a fait à cette femme,
he sends Elijah your way.
À cette veuve. Il a envoyé
especially
la
when the famine is setting in.
Et particulièrement lorsqu'il y a la famine.
And then God sends Elijah your way.
Dieu envoie Élie sur votre vie. Sur
there
votre
were so
chemin.
Many widows, Jesus said, in Israel.
Il y a beaucoup de, il y avait beaucoup de veuves.
But Elijah wasn't sent to any of them.
Et Élie n'était pas
envoyé. He was sent to Sidon.
Elle était, il était
to a certain widow, Jesus said.
Une certaine veuve.
That was predestination.
Et ça c'est la prédestination.
Because God is very particular about who He sends Elijah to.
Parce que Dieu est très particulier envers celui à qui
il envoie. And sometimes just thinking of that fact,
parfois,
consider this,
pensez cela à
of
cela,
God sending Elijah your way.
Considérez que Dieu envoie Élie sur votre
what
chemin.
Does that show about what God thinks about
qu'est-ce
you?
Que cela montre à propos de ce que Dieu pense à
you
vous.
May look at yourself and say, ah,
vous pouvez vous regarder dire,
I'm a failure.
Je ne suis qu'une
nothing
faillite.
I ever touch really gets anywhere.
Rien de tout, par,
don't
de
judge
tout
things
que
too
touché,
quickly.
Rien ne va de l'avant,
because when God sent
si
Elijah to that widow woman,
Dieu envoie Élie à cette
it
veuve,
was a reflection of what he thought
c'était
about her.
La réflexion de ce qu'il a pensé
because the prophet
d'elle.
Says God doesn't send Elijah just anywhere.
Dieu n'envoie pas Élie juste n'importe où.
And if God sends Elijah to
et si
us,
Dieu nous envoie Élie,
friends,
amis,
you might be better thought of up there
vous
than possibly you realize.
Avoir des bonnes pensées là, mais et possiblement.
You know, the prophets in the message, Elijah and the meal offering.
Dans le message, Élie et l'offrande.
He speaks of the conditions of this day.
Il parle de conditions de ces
of
jours.
The days of Elijah. And the famine, where there had been 3 years, no rain upon the earth. He says, oh, it was hot. The hot winds of judgment were blowing upon a nation that had forgotten God. Imagine Israel.
Imaginez Israël.
That was a nation that God had raised up.
C'était une nation que Dieu
that
avait
was his people.
C'était son peuple.
But imagine a nation forgetting mais God.
Imaginez une nation oubliant Dieu.
Sometimes people backslide.
Parfois les gens rétrogradent.
Yeah, there's grace for the backslider, like we said last week.
Il y a la grâce pour les rétrogrades, comme on l'a
sometimes
dit.
Sometimes nations.
Parfois les nations.
You know, they go through good times and bad.
Peuvent passer des moments bons.
But
et
when a
difficiles.
Nation forgets
mais quand
God,
une nation oublie Dieu.
When you take God
Dieu, and
you push him out,
vous les poussez en
you
dehors,
push him out of the schools,
vous les faites sortir de l'école,
push him out of the media.
Vous les faites sortir des médias.
Imagine in Britain,
imaginez
that lady was, who was a nurse,
cette dame qui était
and she just offers to pray for a sick lady.
Elle a juste offert de prier
she just
pour
asked that lady, would you mind if I pray for you?
Elle a juste demandé, est-ce que ça vous dérangeait si
and she lost her job.
Et elle a perdu son boulot.
Friends, that's a nation that's forgotten
ça, c'est
God.
Une nation qui a oublié Dieu.
That same nation that used to send missionaries to the four corners of the earth.
La même nation qui a envoyé des missionnaires aux quatre coins de la terre.
When we were in Glasgow, Brother Brian Locke showed us the place.
À Glasgow, le frère Brian Locke nous a montré un endroit.
When the days of Wesley's revival.
Au jour du réveil.
George Whitfield had a communion service.
George Whitfield
an outdoor communion service.
Et un service
and 40,000 people came.
40,000 personnes
in the valley. There was the valley
dans la
there.
Vallée, y avait une vallée là.
Friends, it's hard even to count 40 believers, British believers.
Alors
now.
Que c'est difficile aujourd'hui
actual
de compter 40
people born
croyants.
In Britain.
Les gens nés en Grande-Bretagne.
To find even 40 of them believing these
40
days.
Aujourd'hui.
That's what happens when a nation forgets God.
C'est ce qui arrive à une nation qui
now, friends, when a nation forgets God,
mais lorsqu'une nation oublie
God
Dieu,
starts blowing the hot winds of judgment.
Dieu commence à souffler des vents chauds de la.
Because in the book of Psalms it says the nation that forgets God
parce que les livres des psaumes dit, la nation qui
shall be cast
Dieu,
into hell.
Sera jetée en enfer.
It'll be suddenly cut off. That's what that means.
Elle sera
Judgment will fall upon that nation.
Va tomber sur cette nation.
But God is gracious first.
Mais Dieu est gracieux.
Because God always sends warning before judgment.
Il va d'abord envoyer l'avertissement avant le
jugement. But when you find nations forgetting, God doesn't respect anybody.
Une nation qui oublie Dieu, Dieu
no matter the great testimony some of these nations had in days gone by.
Les grands témoignages que ces nations avaient pendant ces jours passés.
You cannot do to the Lord.
Vous ne pouvez pas faire au Seigneur.
What the world is doing to him now.
C'est que la parole.
And not reap a harvest.
Et c'est que la parole est en train de faire maintenant.
And friends, this which we've entered into in the world,
et c'est ce dont
they call it the great recession.
Ils appellent ceci la grande récession.
This takes us right to the end.
Et cela va nous amener jusqu'à la fin.
It's never going to get better.
Ça ne va jamais s'améliorer.
They can pump 85 billion a month like America is doing into the economy.
Chaque mois, ils peuvent
printing money.
85 milliards comme l'Amérique est en train de le faire aujourd'hui.
It's not going to turn it around.
Cela ne fera pas.
Because Elijah already prophesied this famine.
Élie avait déjà prophétisé.
Elijah already told us this famine's going to come.
Élie nous avait déjà dit que la famine viendrait.
And we've started this, we've entered into this famine.
Et nous avons commencé ceci, nous
sommes. And it's going to get increasingly worse.
Et ça va, ça ne fera que s'empirer.
And worse.
Et ça va pire.
The prophet says the hot winds of judgment was blowing upon a nation that had forgotten God. But notice he judges in the natural things. That if you weren't spiritual in that day,
si vous n'étiez pas spirituel,
you would have said maybe it's climate change. You know, you would have found all kinds of scientific things to explain it.
Vous trouverez toutes les raisons scientifiques pour pouvoir l'expliquer.
But to those people, that had access to the mind of God.
Qui avait accès à la pensée de Dieu,
they knew.
Ils savaient,
this is a sign of the end.
Ça, c'est le signe de la fin.
This one
celui-ci
takes us all the way in.
Va nous amener dedans.
The prophet says it was during the reign of Ahab.
Il dit que c'était pendant le règne de d'Akab.
And he had married a sinner, Jezebel.
Qui avait épousé une pécheresse, Jezebel.
And the prophet preaches Jezebel religion.
Et puis le prophète prêche la
and shows us Ahab is America.
Et nous montre qu'Akab, c'est
Jezebel is Rome.
Comme Rome, Jezebel est, Rome.
And you find they start coming together.
Et vous allez trouver qu'ils se rapprochent.
Because that nation that was born,
parce que cette nation
symbolized with the two horns of a lamb.
Symbolisant, symbolisé par
Revelation 13, America.
Apocalypse chapitre 13, c'est l'Amérique.
In the end,
à la fin,
the prophet says, before it gets old, it's still a lamb.
Avant qu'elle ne puisse croître, il
and America is a very young nation. It's only just over 200 years old.
L'Amérique, c'est une nation très, très jeune. C'est juste encore 200
Europe
ans.
Europe and other nations are thousands of years old.
Vous avez des nations qui ont déjà
so while it was yet a lamb,
pendant qu'elle était encore
it started agneau, speaking like the dragon.
Elle a commencé à parler comme un
and dragon. The dragon is always Rome.
Et le dragon, c'est toujours Rome.
So in the end, we've got to have Ahab and Jezebel together.
À la fin, nous avons Akab et Jezebel
the beast from the sea, Revelation 13, verse 1.
La bête qui sort de la mer Apocalypse,
the European Union.
L'Union Européenne,
the revival of Rome.
Le réveil de Rome.
The final empire that Daniel saw, the iron going right down to the toes.
Le
Rome.
Dernier empire que Daniel a vu.
It'll unite together with the beast from the earth that rose out of the earth.
On va s'unir avec la bête qui
that made an image unto the beast.
Et a fait l'image à la bête.
And friends, that's where we're heading to.
Et c'est à cela qu'ils
that's
sont en train
Ahab and Jezebel
et
coming
ça,
together.
Akab et Jezebel venant ensemble.
And when they started coming together,
et lorsqu'ils commencent à se réunir,
it brought a famine.
Cela a amené
and
la famine.
God started to judge them.
Et Dieu a commencé à les juger.
He says, and long had they torn down the altars of God.
Et pendant longtemps, ils ont déchiré les hôtels
des dieux. Was in Israel.
Ça, c'est
Israël. A nation that had kings like Solomon.
Une nation qui avait
David.
Un roi comme Salomon, David.
Now they tore down the altars of God.
Maintenant, ils ont renversé les hôtels
they didn't
des
want
dieux.
That worship
ils ne voulaient
of God.
Cette, adoration des dieux.
And if you take it in the days of
si vous,
Ahab,
ramenez au jour
d'Akab, it ended up in a persecution
cela a fini par
of those people
de ces gens
that wanted to worship God the way their fathers used to worship God.
Qui voulaient adorer Dieu la façon dont leur père était habitué à adorer Dieu.
He says they tore down the altars of God.
Ils ont renversé les hôtels
and they put up the altars of Baal.
Et ils ont placé les hôtels de Baal.
And the cry had been so much against true religion.
Et ils ont tellement crié contre la
until the ministers under the great strain had given way.
Au point que les ministres qui étaient sous pression avaient tout abandonné.
Remember what he said in Revelation.
Souvenez-vous de ce qu'il
he said, there's coming a time of temptation upon the earth.
Un temps de tentation
viendra. That's going to try the entire earth.
Il va tester tout.
And the prophet said, there's coming a time of pressure on the earth.
Il y a un temps de pression qui viendra sur.
And there'll be such a temptation to give in.
Une telle tentation de d'abandonner.
To compromise.
Compromettre.
But friends, there's a certain people.
Il y a un certain peuple.
Like Elijah.
Comme Élie.
They weren't born to compromise.
Ils n'étaient pas nés pour compromettre.
They weren't made like that.
Ils n'étaient pas faits ainsi.
And I'm so glad to associate with people like that.
M'associer avec les gens comme
that. No matter how hard it gets.
Peu importe combien.
Not in their own strength. Not by
force,
power, not by might.
Non, pas par la force,
but
pas
God
par la
has
puissance.
Predestined the people
Dieu avait prédestiné
that will continue to worship
qui va continuer à adorer
according to the faith of the Father.
Selon la foi des pères.
Because their hearts have been turned back
parce
once again.
Leur cœur avait été retourné.
But there's a time of pressure that's to come
mais
upon
un
the
temps
earth.
De pression qui vient sur la
and
terre.
We see it economically
et
starting it now.
Économiquement, ça commence.
We see these birth pains.
Nous voyons ces
getting stronger and stronger.
Douleur de l'enfantement en train de s'amplifier.
The prophet says.
Le prophète dit.
But at first, the nation was prospering.
Premièrement, la nation.
Elijah came and prophesied.
Élie est venu et
said, "There's not going to be any rain until I call for it."
Jusqu'à ce que je
puisse. And the people said, "Who cares about this man?"
Et les gens ne s'inquiétaient pas.
We've never had such good inventory in our shops. Look, our unemployment rate is so low. What's this man
saying?
Prophets speak.
Les prophètes parlent.
And sometimes it takes some time
et parfois, ça prend du
for that prophetic word to catch up with events.
Pour que cette parole prophétique
puisse but when the word has been spoken,
mais lorsque la parole est parlée,
God says, my word
Dieu dit, ma parole
will never return to me
ne retournera jamais
without achieving the purpose to which I sent
sans accomplir les buts pour lesquels je l'ai envoyé.
And the prophet says, the nation was prospering.
Et les prophètes disent, la nation
prospérait. And they thought that their prosperity was a sign that et God was with them.
Ils pensaient que leur prospérité était le signe que Dieu était avec eux.
Remember the Lord said it, I think, in the days of Eli.
Je me souviens au jour d'Élie, le Seigneur avait dit.
He said, if you be with me,
si vous êtes avec
moi, I'll be with you.
Je serai avec
there's
vous.
A condition, friends.
Il y a une condition.
If we want God to be with us,
si nous voulons que Dieu soit avec
we've
nous,
got to walk with him.
Si nous devons marcher avec
because how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Deux ne peuvent pas marcher ensemble si
the great enemy is compromise.
Les grands ennemis, c'est le compromis.
Like we said last week, it doesn't matter who else paints their face in the message. It doesn't matter if other sisters cut their hair. Don't compromise. This is a personal thing between you and the one who is your deliverance in this hour. And friends, there's going to be multitudes. As it comes closer and closer to the end, when this famine starts to really squeeze in, there's going to be many people that are going to be like this widow woman. They're going to need the grace of God to step in. And the one thing which I fear is getting to that time when you need him in his covenant faithfulness to step in on the scene for you. And yet you've got a guilty conscience because you weren't faithful to him. Don't let it be like that. Don't let it get down to the end that there's these hindrances in your faith because there's a guilty conscience. The prophet says we should be living above the short hair and those things now. He says, and when it comes down to the end, he says, those that have been faithful in these little things, they will catch it as sure as the world. Like this widow woman.
Comme cette femme.
But he says, if you haven't been faithful in the little things,
si vous n'avez pas été fidèle dans les petites choses,
he says, it'll go over your head as sure as the world.
Cela va vous passer par-dessus.
Friends, it's not the big things. It's
pas
not the screaming
choses.
And the shouting.
Ce n'est pas, ce ne
it's
pas
the daily faithfulness.
Mais c'est la fidélité de
it's
chaque
the
jour.
Daily resisting
c'est
compromise.
La résistance contre la compromis.
When pressure wants
jour,
to come in your home
la pression veut venir dans
because
la maison,
of what the children have seen at school
parce que les enfants l'ont vu
or their friends have this and their friends have that. Don't compromise. Anything done without faith is sin. If there's no revelation in what you're doing, don't do it. No matter the pressure that comes in, friends,
la pression qui vient,
do it in love.
Faites-le avec
say
amour.
No in love.
Dites non
explain
avec
it to them.
Il faut leur
give them other things
ça.
To take its place.
Et
do what you can.
Et donnez-leur
but friends, beware of compromise. Compromise is your great enemy at this time. And the pressure is going to keep on coming.
Ne fera que venir.
And it's going to want us to compromise.
Et cela voudra que nous puissions compromettre.
And Israel, they thought, but everything's going so well.
Israël, il pensait que tout allait très bien.
God is with us.
Dieu est avec nous.
He says, that's not altogether the truth.
Ensemble, c'est pas la vérité dans
he says the nation thought
nation
as long as they were eating good
aussi longtemps qu'ils mangeaient bien,
and were well clothed that everything would be alright. But there was one
mais y avait
who
un
still was old fashioned
qui était toujours démodé,
and believed that there was a God that was old fashioned.
Il croyait qu'il y avait un Dieu démodé.
He believed there was a God that kept his word.
Il a cru qu'il y avait un Dieu qui a gardé
the
sa
God
parole.
Of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Parce que le Dieu de Jacob,
and that he was holy.
Et qu'il était saint.
And that he required complete surrender to his holiness.
Et qu'il exige l'abandon complet à sa volonté.
But Jezebel,
mais Jezebel
and her modernistic crew hated him.
Et sa façon moderne l'avait.
So in the end, he had to hide for his life.
Si, il devait se cacher pour sa vie.
And friends, that's the way that it's been.
Et c'est ainsi que ça, tu
these nations, they looked and said, everything's going so well.
Cette nation, ils ont regardé, ils ont dit, bon,
but prophets see ahead of time.
Mais les prophètes voient bien avant le temps.
I'll just skip a couple of things here. I just want to show what the prophet says here.
Je vais montrer ce que le prophète dit.
He says, like I was trying to say last night,
comme j'essayais de dire hier soir,
the world is coming to a place that it's falling apart.
Le monde arrive à un endroit où il est tombé en
déficience. Politically, socially,
politiquement, socialement,
economically,
économiquement.
You say economics.
Vous dites économie.
More money.
Beaucoup d'argent.
This was in 1963.
C'est en 1963.
The people were saying, but you got plenty of money.
Dit, mais nous avons
we're the richest
d'argent.
Nations in the world.
Nous sommes la nation la plus grande.
Yes.
Oui.
But where is it coming from?
Mais d'où est-ce que cela vient?
We've borrowed on taxes that will be paid 40 years from today.
Nous avons
it's debt.
Les taxes qui seront
it's society that's built upon debt.
C'est une nation qui est bâtie
you
sur
cannot
dette.
Build prosperity on debt.
Vous ne pouvez pas bâtir la prospérité sur les
you
dettes.
Can't do that.
Vous ne pouvez pas le faire.
And you can't borrow yourself out of debt.
Et vous ne pouvez pas emprunter jusqu'à vous
it doesn't work.
Ça ne marche pas.
But that's what this entire economy is built upon.
Et c'est sur cela
it's built upon debt.
Bâtie
and now they're trying to borrow themselves out of debt.
Et maintenant, ils essaient de continuer toujours à emprunter.
Remember when we looked at the judgment for 9/11?
Lorsque vous regardez les
the
jugements
principle
en septembre, les
principes, that when God's judgment is upon you,
lorsque les jugements de Dieu
there's only one solution.
Il n'y a qu'une seule solution.
Is humble yourself.
Humiliez-vous.
Is hear the voice of judgment.
Entendez la voix du jugement.
Is heed to what he's trying to say in the judgment. Is repent, which means to turn around. If you go in a certain way, and his hand of judgment comes upon you, the first thing God does, he speaks to you. And if you don't hear the voice of judgment, the next thing that he does, he brings things upon you. And you start to feel the judgment. Rather have a soft heart. That you hear his voice. That you respond to his voice. God doesn't want to have to put his hand upon you. Maybe he has to put sickness upon you. Maybe in the days of David. David knew the word. You don't touch another man's wife. But he didn't heed the word.
Il a fait tout de même.
And then he got himself in sin with Bathsheba.
Il a péché avec Bathsheba.
And instead of quickly repenting,
au lieu de se repentir rapidement,
9 months went by.
Neuf mois sont passés.
He murders her husband.
Il a meurtri son mari.
And then the prophet comes to him.
Et le prophète vient vers lui.
And now the judgment's going to change.
Maintenant que les
it's not just going to be the word.
Ce n'est pas juste l'œuvre.
Correcting you.
La parole.
Rebuking you.
Où vous,
he says, I'm going to raise evil up in your house.
Dit que je vais, susciter du mal dans ta
because
vie
of what you've done.
À cause ce que tu as
and now David has a circumstance.
Et maintenant, David, c'est
where he starts to feel himself what it's like.
À a ressenti.
He's done it to somebody else's house.
C'est ce qu'il a fait à la maison de quelqu'un.
So God
d'autre.
Says, the only way this man's going to learn.
Il dit, tu sais,
let him drink from the same cup.
Qu'il boive de la même coupe.
Because sometimes it's only when we drink the bitter cup ourselves.
C'est seulement lorsque nous buvons de cette coupe.
That we really see how evil some of the things are that we've done.
Certaines des choses que nous avons faites combien.
Because when we're out of the spirit, we can easily justify ourselves.
Quand nous sommes hors de l'esprit, nous continuons à nous.
It's an easy thing, but that wasn't so bad. Other people do it as well.
Les autres personnes le font.
That doesn't matter.
Mais peu importe.
You know the nations around Israel.
Les nations autour d'Israël.
God allowed them to get away with far more than Israel could get away with.
Dieu les a permis d'en aller, d'aller plus
because
loin.
Israel was more responsible.
Parce que Israël était
responsable. Because they knew more.
Parce qu'ils savaient plus.
They had a covenant relationship with God.
Une relation d'alliance avec Dieu.
So it doesn't matter what the world does.
Peu importe ce que le monde
they may fait, get away with it for a season.
Ils peuvent continuer à aller ainsi.
Remember David when he got out of the spirit.
Souvenez-vous lorsque David n'était plus
and he
dans
said,
l'esprit.
But I considered the wicked.
Mais j'ai considéré
and they prosper.
Et ils prospèrent.
And they're fat in their riches.
Ils sont gras dans
he says, but as for me,
et
I just do a little thing wrong and I get rebuked.
Juste une petite chose mauvaise.
That's the
et
grace of God, friend.
Ça, c'est la grâce de Dieu.
That's the grace of God.
C'est la grâce de Dieu.
As many as I love,
à tous ceux que
I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Ainsi, repentez-vous.
Forget not the exhortation that speaks to you as sons.
N'oubliez pas l'exhortation qui
my son.
Mon fils.
If you're his son,
si vous êtes
friends,
son
when
fils,
the other children in the neighborhood are abusing things,
lorsque les autres enfants
we might tell them, hey, stop doing that.
Leur dire,
that's as far as it can go.
C'est aussi
but when our sons and our daughters start doing those things, because of the love and the relationship that we have, we're not going to let them get away with what those children out there are allowed to do. That's the love of God. But it's only when we're in the Spirit we realize the benefits of His love. That this correction is for our good. That we shouldn't harden our hearts as in the days of provocation there in the wilderness
dans le désert,
when they started to murmur and complain.
Lorsqu'ils ont commencé à murmurer et se plaindre,
friends, just be humble.
Amis, soyez simplement
just humble. Be humble.
Humiliez-vous.
Because God has good thoughts for you.
Parce que Dieu a des bonnes pensées
pour God vous. Is trying to put something in you
Dieu essaie de placer quelque chose
that this world knows nothing about.
Et, que le monde ne sait rien
when Laodicea is trusting in its riches,
et Laodicea a confiance en ses
thou
richesses,
sayest I'm rich
combien il
and have need of nothing
je suis riche et je
and knoweth
de rien.
Not that you are miserable,
qu'il est misérable,
you are wretched,
qu'il est,
you are blind and naked.
Qu'il est aveugle et malheureux et ne le sait pas.
He says, I counsel of you.
Il dit,
come and buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Acheter de l'or pur.
And the prophet says, that's a Christ-like character.
Ça, c'est le caractère
semblable that comes through the furnace of affliction.
Qui vient dans la, fournaise des afflictions.
So don't think.
Ne pensez
when
pas,
the world is prospering,
lorsque le monde prospère,
and you're going through your hard times,
et que vous traversez les temps difficiles,
there's something wrong.
Il y a quelque chose qui
no.
ne va pas. Non.
Jezebel was eating in the palace.
Jezebel mangeait au palais.
There was a widow woman, perfect in the will of God.
Voici une veuve parfaite.
And she's down to the last little bit of meal.
Juste avec un tout petit peu.
The last little bit of oil.
Les peu de d'huile qui lui.
Be careful of judging by sight.
Faites attention à juger par.
Samuel did that once. Remember?
Une fois Samuel
when the sons of Jesse were brought before him,
les enfants de
and he looked at the big, strong sons of Jesse,
grand,
and he thought, surely the anointed of the Lord is before me. And the Lord said, come inside, I want to talk to you a little bit. And he said, don't think like man thinks. I look upon the heart. Don't look at outward circumstances.
Je ne regarde pas aux circonstances externes.
Then he asked Jesse, is there anyone else? Yeah, there's one, but we sent him out to look after the sheep. He says, bring him. And the prophet says, as soon as David came within the vision of the prophet, the spirit came on the man, the prophet, and the prophet saw that man the way that God saw that man. And then he went and he anointed him with oil. But it took some time. Although he was anointed, he didn't go straight to the throne.
Il n'est pas allé directement au
he went through his furnace of affliction.
Il est passé par la
he went through the cave.
Il est allé dans
he went through
caverne.
the The forest of Hareth.
Il est allé dans
the wilderness of Zin.
Dans le désert de Zin.
It wasn't easy for him.
C'était pas facile
pour But friends, when the prophet is sent your way, and the unction of the prophet comes on you,
l'onction du prophète est sur vous,
just don't worry.
Ne vous inquiétez
it's
pas.
Going to bring you to the throne.
Il va vous ramener au trône.
But don't compromise.
Mais ne compromettez pas.
That's the great danger, friends.
Ça, c'est le grand danger.
The hour of temptation
L'heure
is upon
de
the earth.
Est sur la terre.
And the prophet says there's such a tendency
Et
to compromise.
Il y a une tendance à compromettre.
So the people are saying, but we've got more money.
Ainsi, les gens disaient, nous avons
The prophet says, she is broke.
Le prophète dit, elle est en faillite.
She is bankrupt.
Elle est en faillite.
Nation, not this nation,
nation
but all of them.
Nation, mais toutes les nations.
And there's no way ever getting it back.
Et il n'est pas possible de pouvoir se rattraper.
Now friends, when the prophet said that in 1963,
lorsque le prophète a dit cela,
a lot of people scratched their heads.
Beaucoup de gens ont gratté leur tête.
Because they went to all the economic things and they said, but things are going well.
Ils sont allés dans toutes les choses économiques.
America was booming.
Et l'Amérique était en train de jaillir.
Britain was booming.
L'Angleterre est en train de jaillir.
But just wait.
Mais attendez.
And listen to the sayings of Elijah.
Et écoutez au dire d'Élie.
Because when Elijah says something,
parce que lorsqu'Élie dit,
when Elijah says there's a famine coming,
lorsqu'Élie dit, il y a la famine,
just wait.
Attendez.
He doesn't say when,
il ne dit pas quand,
but there's a famine coming.
Mais il y a une famine qui vient.
And he says, continue on, he says, and it's a trap.
Il dit, c'est un piège.
Set exactly to swing this nation into something.
Exactement pour amener cette nation dans quelque chose.
So when we see these things happening the way they are, friends,
nous voyons les choses se passer telles qu'elles se passent,
you and I,
vous et moi,
could run these economies better than some of these people.
Nous pouvons gérer cette économie.
You ask yourself, what are they doing? It doesn't even make common sense, some of the decisions they're making.
Ça n'a aucun sens, les décisions qu'ils prennent.
The people are in the spirit of the end time, the prophet says.
Les gens qui sont sous l'esprit.
It has to be like this.
Et ça doit être
ainsi. Sometimes they don't realize what they're doing.
Parfois, ils ne comprennent pas ce qu'ils
font. But it's to bring about the fulfillment of prophecy.
Mais c'est pour amener l'accomplissement de la prophétie.
He says it's a trap to trap them into something.
Piège pour les amener dans quelque
chose. He says, and all of you are wise on that.
Et tous là, vous êtes
who has the wealth of the world?
Qui a la richesse du
Someone
monde?
Says, Rome, sure, Rome holds
Quelqu'un
it.
Dit Rome, oui.
He says, Rome. And whenever we do,
chaque fois que nous faisons,
when we get broke,
lorsque nous sommes en faillite,
that's what we'll have to do.
C'est ce que nous devons
Either
faire.
Change the currency
soit on change la
or
défense,
borrow the money.
Ou nous empruntons
and l'argent. When they do, it's the birthright sold right back.
Et lorsqu'ils le font, c'est la,
You've
ils vendent
got to sell your birthright, friends.
Vous allez vendre votre droit de naissance.
When they give you the money.
Lorsqu'ils donnent l'argent.
Be careful.
Faites attention.
Be careful of debt, friends.
Faites attention des
It dettes. May seem clever to get in debt,
ça peut sembler
but debt can cause you to compromise on your birthright.
La dette peut
You're supposed to be in the house of God.
Vous êtes censé être dans la
You're supposed to have time for the word.
Vous êtes censé avoir le
You're
temps
supposed to have time with your family
vous êtes censé passer
to lead them in the things of God.
Pour les conduire dans les
but sometimes we get so much in debt
nous sommes tellement
en that we have to compromise on our birthright.
Nous devons compromettre sur nos droits d'aînesse.
We all make mistakes, friends.
Nous faisons
but be
ces
careful
erreurs.
At this time.
Faites,
the prophet warned us. I'll read you the quote later.
Le prophète nous a déjà
1965, il says, pay your debts.
Payez vos dettes.
He says, don't have these lingering things hanging over you.
N'ayez pas ces choses en train de s'étaler sur vous.
Because it's a trap, friends.
Parce que c'est un
piège. It puts so much pressure.
Ça mettra beaucoup de pression.
And as we get closer and closer to the end, it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse.
Alors que nous approchons de plus en plus de la fin,
But
ça ne fera que s'empirer.
Max out our credit cards.
Si nous pouvons maximiser
and then we take another credit card to pay this credit
et nous
card.
Allons encore prendre une autre
That's how they're running the economies of the world.
Et c'est ainsi qu'ils conduisent, qu'ils gèrent
and it's gonna collapse.
Et ça va collapser.
It's a house of cards.
Il y a une maison de, c'est comme une maison
they put
de cartes.
All these dominoes in a row. You've seen those things when they put all the dominoes.
Vous avez vu certaines de ces choses quand ils mettent des dominos.
And the economists say it just takes one trigger event.
Les économistes disent qu'il suffit juste quelque
and it
chose.
Triggers it. And one domino goes down.
Et tout cela va tomber.
Remember in 2008 it was Lehman Brothers.
En 2008 c'était Lehman Brothers.
And Lehman Brothers went down.
Et Lehman Brothers est
and the economy economies of the world went
l'économie du monde a continué.
And then AIB was in trouble. Bank of Ireland was in trouble. Bank of Scotland closes down.
Scotland a fermé.
Danske Bank just leaves Ireland.
Danske Bank, ils ont quitté Irlande.
It's so tied together, friends.
C'est le temps.
This is the economy of the beast.
L'économie de la bête.
It's a trap.
C'est un piège
trap this world into something.
Qui a piégé ce monde dans quelque
chose. This is a great famine that's coming upon this earth, friends.
We've
already entered, and the days of plenty are gone. And they ain't coming back.
Et ça ne va pas revenir.
According to the sayings of Elijah.
Selon les dires d'Élie.
And as for me,
moi,
I'm perfectly satisfied with the sayings of Elijah.
Satisfait.
If Elijah said it, I believe it.
Si Élie le dit,
like Billy Paul says,
comme Billy Paul a
Elijah
dit,
said it, I believe it, that does it.
Élie l'a dit, je le crois, ça règle l'affaire.
And let it live out in your life.
Et laissez cela vivre, cela
dans He says it's the birthright sold right back.
C'est le droit de naissance qui
Just as perfect.
Aussi parfait.
Just what the scripture said about.
Comme l'écriture le dit.
America.
L'Amérique,
speaking like the dragon.
Parlant comme un dragon.
How is America going to come under the control of Rome?
Comment est-ce que l'Amérique viendra sous le contrôle de Rome?
The economies.
L'économie.
How is Britain?
Comment est-ce que
How is it going to come this great system?
Pourra sortir
that no man will be able to buy or sell.
Tel que personne ne peut vendre.
Remember who owns it all.
Souvenez-vous qui
Satan came to Jesus on the mount.
Jésus est,
and he showed him all the economies of the world.
Il lui a montré toute
l'économie all de la the terre, glory of the world.
Toute la gloire de la terre,
all the industry.
Toutes les
industries, all the produce.
Tous les produits,
all the labor markets of the earth.
Tous les marchés.
And he said, this was given to me.
Dit, ceci
and I give it to whomsoever I will.
Et je le donne à qui je veux.
And if you want to benefit from it, you know what you have to do?
Si tu veux en bénéficier,
what
si
he said to Jesus,
faire,
bow down and worship me.
Incline-toi et
and I'll give
moi.
It to you.
Et je vais te le
and
donner.
Friends, these Hollywood stars
et ses amis,
and these
amis,
musicians bear record themselves.
Hollywood,
you've got to sell your soul
vous devez vendre votre âme
to get that wealth and that fame.
Pour pouvoir avoir cette, richesse
Unless
et cette
you sell your birthright,
à moins de vendre votre droit de naisse,
you don't get it, friends.
Vous n'allez, vous n'allez
pas and if it comes with those strings attached, I don't want it.
Et lorsque on arrive à ces, pièges qui
But I'm so glad God has His economy.
Et je suis
There was the Elijah economy in that day. And when things got hard, God had made a provision for the widow woman. And there's always going to be a provision that God makes for His people. Now let me show you this picture.
Here
was 1963. This is America's national debt. This is in trillions of dollars. I couldn't even fit it on the slide. It goes too high.
Just about.
America, when the prophet said that, probably owed about $250 million.
Billion
dollars. It was nothing.
C'était rien.
That's why people would have scratched their heads. When the prophet says, it's finished, it's broke. We're living on borrowed money.
Nous n'avons pas
Because a prophet sees things far off.
Parce que les prophètes voient les choses bien
He sees the shadow coming, the prophet says, before it gets there.
Il voit l'ombre venir
and he comes down and he speaks in present tense.
Et il vient, il parle au temps
and
présent.
People are saying, but the sun is still shining.
Mais les gens disent que le soleil
but he says,
encore.
There's this gross darkness coming.
Mais il y a une grande ténèbre qui arrive.
Just wait.
Attendez.
It's on its way.
C'est sur son chemin.
And then you get into the 1980s. And now you get to where we are now. That's projected to 2020. To those who know the news, they were just having the big fuss in America 2 weeks ago, getting the debt ceiling raised above $17 trillion. $17 trillion. There. And they projected it's going to get over up to $23 trillion.
Ils vont atteindre jusqu'à 23 000 milliards.
What did Elijah say?
Et qu'est-ce que cela dit?
It's built on debt.
Bâti sur la dette.
And it's impossible.
Et c'est
And the economists of the world all agree. It's impossible to fix this problem.
Les économistes du monde
it's impossible.
Sont tous d'accord que c'est impossible.
The only thing that's keeping things from collapsing
la seule chose qui garde les choses pour
is the interest rates are so low.
C'est juste que le taux d'intérêt est encore si bas.
It's like if you go in
C'est juste comme si vous allez
spend all your money.
Vous dépensez
get yourself in debt on the credit cards.
Vous endettez sur la carte.
Get a big mortgage you can't afford.
Vous avez un grand crédit que vous ne pouvez pas payer.
And you're just looking on your credit card statement each month for the minimum payment.
Si vous regardez sur votre carte crédit et chaque mois vous faites.
And you're just paying your mortgage because interest rates are really low.
Et vous ne faites que payer parce que les taux d'intérêt.
You can keep rolling your debt over each month.
Vous pouvez continuer à aller avec votre dette
chaque
mois.
As long as the interest rates remain low.
Aussi longtemps que les taux d'intérêt.
But let something happen.
Mais
let 2001 happen again.
Que 2001 arrive.
Let California sink.
Ou que Californie puisse s'enfoncer ou quelque
chose. And those interest rates go up.
Et que ces taux d'intérêt puissent augmenter.
You can't pay your debt.
Et que vous ne pouvez pas payer votre dette.
You can't. What do? You have to.
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire?
Give over your house.
Vous donnez votre maison.
They come and possess your car, possess your goods.
Posséder votre voiture et tous vos biens.
And that's where the whole Western world is now.
Et c'est là que se trouve le monde occidental.
And it's just a matter of time.
Et c'est juste question de temps.
What about Britain?
Qu'en est-il de la Grande-Bretagne?
This is Britain's public debt.
Ça c'est la dette publique de la Grande-Bretagne.
Britain is in the worst condition
of all of the Western nations. La condition pire de
when the economists studied the economies of the world now,
lorsque les économistes étudient l'économie,
they said there's only one example we can find which is parallel with Britain.
Il y a qu'un seul exemple que nous pouvons trouver qui est en parallèle avec.
And that was in the 1920s in Germany.
Et ça c'est en 1920 avec l'Allemagne.
When there was the Weimar Republic.
Lorsqu'il y avait encore cette république.
Just before it collapsed.
Et juste avant qu'elle ne collapse.
And Hitler came in on the scene.
Et que Hitler est venu sur scène.
Look at their debt. The government starts its austerity measures there to fix the problem.
Look where
it's going to.
Et voilà où est-ce qu'ils en sont.
It's doubled since then, the debt.
Ils ont doublé depuis.
And Ireland, friends.
Et en Irlande.
We won't even speak about Ireland.
On ne va même pas parler de l'Irlande.
Remember Brother Barry when he came that year and he said, if you are trusting in this government for your pension, if you're trusting in this government here, that it's going to bail you out when things get bad, you're building a house on sinking sand. Be careful. If that's where your hope is, friends, I don't want my hope to be in these things. These things are doomed. They're condemned. They're going down and they're not going to rise up again. And it's just a matter of time. Let's look at it from the scriptures. About these economies. There's a lot of things you can say, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's difficult to see what to say. Let's go to Genesis chapter 41. We know the life of Joseph is exactly the program of God. So if we go and look in the life of Joseph,
si nous regardons la vie de Joseph,
we can obviously place ourselves exactly where we are.
Nous pouvons nous placer exactement là où nous en sommes.
And we look at the conditions in that day,
et si nous regardons conditions à ce jour-là,
find ourselves
nous
and see what happens after,
et voir ce que
it'll show what's to come upon the earth.
Ça va montrer ce qui va arriver sur la
so
terre.
We start off in Genesis 41, verse 54.
Genèse 41, le verset 54.
Now let's not forget what happened in the days of Joseph before that.
N'oublions pas ce qui est arrivé au jour de Joseph juste avant cela.
God revealed the mystery of that age.
Le mystère de l'âge.
The mystery of the end time.
Les mystères du temps de la fin.
To Pharaoh in a dream.
À Pharaon dans le rêve.
But it was in symbols.
Mais c'était dans
it was all sealed up.
Tout était scellé.
So all the wise men tried to interpret those dreams, but they couldn't.
Tous ces hommes sages essayant d'interpréter ces choses.
But there was a certain man in the kingdom.
Il y avait un certain homme dans le royaume.
Joseph. Who types the Son of Man.
Qui typifie le Fils de l'homme.
His name was Zaphnath-Paaneah.
Son nom s'appelait Zaphnath-Paaneah.
He was the revealer of secrets.
Il révélait le secret.
And he came.
Il est venu.
And God unsealed it for him.
Et Dieu
God unveiled that mystery.
Et Dieu lui
and showed him exactly what was coming upon the earth.
Et lui a montré exactement ce qui venait sur la terre.
And he came and he told them.
Il est venu et il leur a
publicly.
Dit, publiquement,
being a nobody in the kingdom,
n'étant rien dans le royaume.
But he was God's chosen vessel.
Mais il était un vase choisi de
and
Dieu.
He came and told them. It's going to come 7 years of plenty.
Il y aura 7 années d'abondance.
And after the 7 years of plenty,
après les 7 années d'abondance,
there's coming a famine.
Il y a une famine.
There's coming 7 years of famine.
Il y a 7 années de famine.
And that famine is going to be so severe.
Et cette famine sera si
severe. It's going to eat up all of those years of plenty.
Que ça va consommer toutes les 7 années de l'abondance.
And unless you make a provision now.
À moins de faire une provision maintenant.
Unless you make the right decisions now.
À moins de prendre une bonne décision maintenant.
It'll consume the nations.
Cela va consumer la nation.
And so we know that it starts off.
Nous savons que ça commence.
Joseph now.
Joseph
maintenant. He gets his Gentile bride.
Il commence. Il a sa.
And he has Ephraim gentil. And he has Manasseh.
Il a Ephraim et Manasseh.
He's bringing forth that fruit.
Il ramène ce fruit.
Now verse 54.
Verset 54.
And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread. So among the Gentiles,
parmi les gentils,
there was a Joseph.
Il y avait un Joseph.
And wherever Joseph was,
et partout où se trouvait Joseph,
everything was under control.
Tout était sous contrôle.
But even while Joseph was there,
mais même pendant que
Joseph even
était
while
là,
the bride was still there,
même pendant que l'épouse était
Joseph
là,
still had his wife, Asenath.
Joseph avait encore sa femme.
The famine started in the land.
La famine a commencé dans
and the famine started to spread into all of the lands, the Bible says.
La famine a commencé à s'éparpiller dans
go tout, the next verse, bro.
Toute la nation.
And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, and what he saith to you, do. Friends, that's wisdom.
Ça, c'est la sagesse, amis.
Don't listen to these people, friends.
N'écoutez pas à ces gens, amis.
You listen what Elijah said.
Écoutez à ce qu'Élie dit.
You listen to Zaphnath Pioneer.
Écoutez à Zaphnath Pioneer.
The one who saw the vision coming
c'est lui qui a vu
is the one that has the solution to the famine.
C'est lui qui a la solution.
But all those nations round and about,
mais toutes ces nations autour,
as the famine said in verse 56, look what it says.
Dit,
and the famine was over all the face of the earth.
La famine était sur toute la terre.
It hits Greece, caca.
La Grèce était en.
They say Spain is next to go. Get into Spain.
L'Espagne.
Ireland was one of the first.
Et l'Irlande
that the famine struck. And that to sell their birthright to the IMF. It's the truth, friends. They had to sell their birthright. And that's when all of these Sodom agendas and that had to come in. Because this nation wasn't built on those things, friends. It was a Catholic nation. They didn't believe in those things. But they had to sell their birthright because of the debt.
And
that's a sign of what's coming upon the whole earth, friends. We've seen it.
Nous l'avons vu.
Go to Zimbabwe and see what happened.
Allez au Zimbabwe et voyez.
If you want to know how things can collapse,
si vous voulez savoir combien les choses,
the brothers from Zimbabwe can tell you.
Les frères de Zimbabwe peuvent vous le dire.
My father was a financial director.
Mon père était un.
And he retired early.
Et il avait pris
and he had a pension of 17,500 Zimbabwean dollars a month, which was a lot of money when
il
we were young.
Il avait beaucoup d'argent chaque mois.
Then the famine came.
Et puis la famine
est and it set in suddenly.
Et s'est installé
and the government
rapidement.
Started printing money to pay its debts.
Et là, le gouvernement a commencé à imprimer de
l'argent. And inflation came in.
Et l'inflation a augmenté.
And my father, in the end,
et mon père,
after
a fin,
short time,
après un temps très court,
all of his pension couldn't buy a loaf of bread.
Toute sa pension ne pouvait pas acheter même du pain.
Friends, we can trust in these things.
Nous pouvons avoir confiance.
You can trust in your
choses.
Stocks and your bonds and all of these. I'm not trusting in those things.
Je n'ai pas confiance.
Because Elijah told me these things are going down.
Élie m'a dit que ces choses vont.
Have them if you want. It's okay. But don't put your trust in those things. Because these things are not trustworthy. If you're trusting in your employer, be careful. Because in all those nations around Egypt, the economists got together. And they said, let's make policies so we can combat this great famine.
Créons de loi pour que nous puissions combattre.
And there was nothing they could do.
Il n'y avait rien
because the word of the Lord had spoken, there's going to be a famine.
Avait parlé qu'il y aura la famine.
And that famine spread throughout all the earth.
Est allée sur toute
and
la
no matter how much they printed money,
peu importe combien ils ont imprimé la
no matter how many austerity packages they put in place,
les mesures d'austérité,
the famine got worse.
La famine
and the famine got worse.
Elle n'a fait que
and think what the famine does.
Et pensez à ce que la famine fait.
You lose your harvest.
Vous perdez votre moisson.
Then there's no seed even to sow.
Et il y a même plus de semences pour
so there's nothing to produce.
Et il n'y a plus rien à produire.
So the labor market collapses because there's No work in the fields.
Les marchés de travail avaient collapsé. Il n'y avait plus rien dans les
One
champs.
One thing leads to another. And then the government's getting no taxes because people aren't producing anything. So the debts the government has, they can't pay them anymore because they're not getting the taxes. And friends, it gets worse. And it gets worse. And the spiral goes down. And it goes down. Until somebody steps in with the answer.
Jusqu'à ce que quelqu'un puisse venir avec une réponse.
And you better hope that it's Joseph that has the answer.
Vous devez espérer que ça soit Joseph qui a la
réponse. Because there's another man.
Parce qu'il y a un autre.
Who's going to step in on the scene anytime now?
Sur scène.
And he's going to have the answer.
Et il va avoir la réponse.
And Daniel speaks about it.
Et Daniel en parle.
And said he's going to come in peaceably.
Il dit qu'il viendra paisiblement.
And he's going to obtain the kingdom with flatteries.
Et il aura le royaume avec
flatteries. He's able to crack the knotty problems, the difficult problems.
Son but est pour pouvoir.
And as it was in Germany when the economy collapsed.
Comme c'était en Allemagne lorsque l'économie avait collapsé.
And the Great Depression triggered things off the collapse of Wall Street.
La Grande Dépression est entrée dans Wall Street.
And the lady went with a wheelbarrow of German Deutschmarks. And she left it outside of the shop. And she came back and they'd stolen the wheelbarrow. It was like it in Zimbabwe, friends. I know one sister. She was a teacher.
Elle était enseignante.
And they paid money into her bank account.
Ils ont payé l'argent dans son compte.
And the banks closed for 3 days.
Et la banque avait fermé pendant
3 jours. In the end, it wasn't worthwhile her getting on the bus to go to town to get that salary.
Le jour suivant,
because inflation had set in 3 days.
À cause de l'inflation,
that it cost more money to go on the bus. Then her salary was worth after
Elle a payé plus d'argent pour les bus que son salaire valait.
But let's not push it too far away, friends.
Ne les poussons pas.
Because Elijah told us it's coming.
Parce que Élie nous a dit que ça vient.
Elijah's famine is in the earth.
La famine d'Élie est sur la
and
terre.
And it's getting into all nations.
Et cela se répand sur toutes
les nations. And these economists think they can fix it, and they're just making it worse.
Les économistes pensent pouvoir.
Because when God starts to judge,
parce que lorsque Dieu commence,
and you start to try to make your own plan.
Lorsque vous commencez à faire vos plans,
all you do will just make the next round of judgment worse.
Tout ce que vous faites ne fait que empirer le jugement.
You're not only prolonging the judgment,
vous savez, lorsque vous prolongez
but you're making it more severe when it comes.
Il ne fait que devenir
go
plus
through the Bible.
Sévère.
That's how God deals with people.
Allez dans la Bible, c'est ainsi que Dieu traite.
When God says, Jonah, go to Nineveh.
Dieu dit à Jonah,
he says, I'm not going. Yeah, the Lord's going to speak a second time. But friends, Jonah's not going to be in a comfortable situation when God speaks next time. Because he gets himself in the belly of a whale. And he goes down to the depths of hell, he says. And when now he's surrounded by whale's belly.
Quand il était entouré dans ce ventre,
then he cries out unto
alors
the Lord.
Il crie au Seigneur.
And then the fish vomits him on the beach.
Et puis le poisson le vomit.
And then God says the same thing again.
Et il ne peut pas faire
Jonah,
la même
go
chose.
To Nineveh and cry out against that city.
Jonas
is it not best just to listen,
friends?
Why be stubborn?
Pourquoi vous
Why be stubborn?
Pourquoi vous entêtez?
But the nations of this earth are stubborn, friends.
Mais les nations sur la terre s'entêtent.
God revealed himself.
Dieu se révèle.
The prophet says it wasn't done in a corner. 7 times around the earth. God revealed himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the nations have forgotten God.
Et la nation a oublié Dieu.
And they're getting themselves into this trouble.
Et ils se sont retrouvés dans le trouble.
So it says in verse 56 there.
Au verset 56,
and the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph or to buy corn because the famine was so sore in the lands. That's a serious thing.
C'est une chose sérieuse.
Chapter 45, verse 1.
Chapitre 45, le verset 1.
We know Joseph's brothers come to him.
Les frères de Joseph
typing the return of Israel.
Typifiant le retour
d'Israël. Israel's returning back home.
Israël retourne.
You find that in chapter 43, 44, going on.
Au chapitre 43 et 44, vous les trouvez.
But as of yet, chapter 45,
mais au
chapitre Joseph 45, hadn't revealed himself to his brothers.
Joseph s'était pas encore révélé.
Joseph was still dealing with the Gentiles.
Il traitait encore avec les gentils.
So the famine set in when the bride was still there.
La famille entre pendant que la femme
2 years of the famine
encore là, 2 ans de famine.
Had already set in. I'm not saying anything about the numbers of years, but I'm just saying it already had begun.
Mais elle avait déjà commencé.
And Asenath, who was the bride,
et Asenath qui était l'épouse,
she saw what the famine was like.
Elle a vu à quoi ressemblait.
And then finally Joseph,
la famine,
because his brothers are in such a distress, Israel,
Joseph, parce que ses frères,
he can't refrain himself anymore.
Il ne pouvait pas se
Chapter 45 verse 1, the prophet says it's the rapture. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. The prophet says he sent his wife to the palace.
Le prophète dit il a envoyé sa femme, son épouse.
Because he'll never deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time.
Parce qu'il ne peut pas traiter avec les gentils.
So the famine sets in. Then the bride is taken to the palace.
Lorsque la famine entre, l'épouse est.
And then Joseph reveals himself to his brethren. So we're in the tribulation period now.
Maintenant, c'est la période.
Because that's the ministry of Moses and Elijah.
C'est ça, le ministère.
This is the seventh trumpet now.
C'est la septième
trompette. The ministry of the two witnesses.
Le ministère des deux témoins.
There's the covenant with Rome and all the things that we know, Israel.
Toutes les choses que nous
because
avons.
Of money, is going to get themselves in a lot of trouble.
À cause de l'argent, ils se retrouveront dans beaucoup de troubles.
But verse 5 now.
Le verset 5.
Verse 6.
6.
For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years. In the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. Friends, that tribulation's going to be hard. No man's going to be able to buy or sell.
Personne ne peut être en mesure de vendre.
Because the economies are going to go down.
Parce que l'économie ne fait
and the beast is going to step in.
Et la bête
and there's going to be this economy of the beast.
Et y aura cette économie de la
and
bête.
There's strings attached.
Et avec des conditions attachées.
And if you want to get bailed out,
et si vous voulez être acheté,
if you want to be able to work or buy
si
or sell,
vous voulez être en mesure de travailler,
there's a
de vendre
system in place
y a un système
that you've got to sell your birthright.
Et, auquel vous devez vendre vos droits de naissance.
And you've got to take the mark of the beast
et vous devez prendre la marque
or the
de la bête,
number of his name.
Ou le nombre de son nom.
Friends, that's a time of temptation
et ça, c'est le genre de temptation
that comes upon the earth.
Qui vient sur la terre.
So,
ainsi,
let's go a little bit further on. Chapter 47,
chapitre 47,
verse 12. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren. In the tribulation, God will have a provision for the Jews.
Y aura la provision pour les Juifs.
And all his father's household. Verse 14. Or verse 13. And there was no bread in all the land. For the famine was very sore. So that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. Now we've got to change the type.
Nous allons changer le type.
Because in the tribulation, it's not going to be Joseph.
Parce que dans la tribulation, il n'y aura pas Joseph.
Who provides for all the people.
Pour fournir.
It's going to be the one who always impersonates Joseph.
Yeah, c'est lui qui va imiter.
Because Satan is not original. He impersonates everything that the Lord
il
does.
Il n'est pas l'original, mais il imite tout ce que Dieu fait.
So the beast is going to rise up.
Si la bête va être,
when
va
everybody is fainting.
Lorsque tout autre.
And he's going to start making an agreement with them.
Va commencer à.
And verse 14. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt. You got to trust in your money at that time.
Vous aurez confiance en votre argent en ce temps-là.
Verse 15. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread. For why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. Money fails. We saw money fail in Zimbabwe. You saw it in Congo when money failed.
Vous avez vu au Congo lorsque il y avait
Argentina.
En Argentine.
In the 1980s, 1990s.
Vers les années
it was such a prosperous country before.
C'était un pays très
then
prospère.
Money failed.
Puis l'argent n'avait
and there wasn't even
valeurs.
Food in the shops.
Et il y avait plus de
Russia,
dans les shops.
Money failed not long ago.
Il y avait plus l'argent.
And people couldn't even buy sausages. They had to ration even sausages.
Les gens ne pouvaient même pas acheter de saucisses.
A country with all those resources.
Et les
oil and gas.
Avec toutes ces ressources, l'huile et le gaz.
Those are birth
le
pains, friends.
Et le gaz.
These are birth pains
ça, ce
of the new world order. And you and I don't fit in the new world order. So if you are feeling at home right now, I fear for you. Because these are the kinds of things that make a believer think of home.
Ce sont les choses qui font penser aux croyants, qui leur font penser de la maison.
Verse 16. So what does Joseph do? And Joseph said, give your cattle. And I will give you for your cattle if money fails. The people started giving their transportation now.
Les gens ont commencé à donner maintenant leurs moyens de transport.
Having to sell everything now to the system.
Et vendre toute chose
in
au système,
order to get bread to live.
Afin de pouvoir
because money had failed.
Parce qu'il n'y avait plus l'argent.
Verse 18. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also has our herds of cattle. There's not aught left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Friends, people can get desperate.
Si les gens peuvent être désespérés,
what will you give in exchange for your soul?
Qu'allez-vous donner en échange de votre âme?
The hour of temptation.
À l'heure de la tentation.
Hey. It's going to be tough, friend.
Ça sera dur, ami.
When your children in that time
lorsque vos enfants, ce
are
temps,
crying for food
crient pour la nourriture,
and the only thing holding you back
et la seule chose qui vous retient
from relief
de,
is what you believe.
Du repos, c'est ce que vous croyez.
It's what you believe.
C'est ce que vous croyez.
And it's the cry of
et
Egypt all
y a
around.
Le cri de l'Égypte.
And you know, but I just need to compromise just a little bit here.
Si je peux compromettre juste un peu ici.
I can just get into that system.
Si
and, like Brother Ram says, people will say, we'll join the system so we can work within.
Les gens vont dire, nous allons joindre les systèmes pour
he says,
and
I'll take on the mark of the beast and there'll be no forgiveness.
Ils vont prendre la marque de la bête et il n'y aura plus de pardon.
It's going to be pressure.
Yeah, ça sera
and don't forget the bride sees the beginning of it.
N'oubliez pas que l'épouse voit
that's l'étonne. Why the prophet preaches Elijah in the meal offering.
C'est pourquoi le prophète a prêché Élie et l'offrande de la farine.
To show us the famine even starts to affect the bride.
Pour montrer que la famine avait commencé à affecter même l'épouse.
Verse 19.
C'est le verset 19.
Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread. Friends, what people can do. Buy us and our land for bread.
Achète-nous et nos terres contre du pain.
And we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, unto Egypt. Hey. And all the nations are going to do it, friends.
Et toutes les nations de la
terre, every single one.
Chacune d'elles,
they're all going to become the servants of the real Pharaoh.
Viendront, deviendront
the Pharaoh that knows not Joseph.
Les pharaons qui ne connaissent pas
in the Joseph. Third Exodus, the prophet says, when he prays, he says, Lord,
le troisième exode, le prophète
we
dit,
see a dark something coming upon the earth.
Nous voyons quelque chose de sombre venir
because
sur
we
la
see
terre.
A Pharaoh rising up
parce
and knows not Joseph.
Un pharaon est suscité qui
but
ne connaît
God,
pas Joseph.
At that time,
mais Dieu, en ce temps-là,
you have something there for your children.
Tu auras quelque chose là pour tes enfants.
Aren't you glad for the sayings of Elijah?
N'es-tu pas heureux pour ces
in new ministry at the end when he prays,
dans le nouveau
when he's spoken of Sister Hattie's house and he's spoken of the squirrels,
il parle des écureuils,
he says, Lord,
Seigneur,
we see the day coming
nous voyons le jour venir,
when you'll multiply the bread, loaves and the bread.
Lorsque tu multiplies les
friends, God doesn't do it
pains.
As a circus show.
Dieu ne fait
he
pas,
does it because you're going to need it.
Il le fait parce que vous en avez
we're going to need it, friends.
Nous en aurons besoin.
That's why God makes the provision
c'est pourquoi
for us.
Dieu fait la provision.
Because we're going to need it.
Parce que nous en aurons besoin.
God doesn't do these things if you don't
Dieu
need
ne fait
them.
Pas ces choses si vous n'en avez pas besoin.
So they say, we will, and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that you may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Now Joseph, like I'm saying at this time, it's not a perfect type of Christ here. This is a type of what happens in the tribulation. Verse 20. And Joseph brought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And you couldn't buy, and you couldn't sell,
vous ne pouvez pas
and you
acheter,
couldn't do business.
Vendre, vous ne pouvez pas
you couldn't
faire
plant
les
your crops.
Vous ne pouvez pas planter,
you couldn't work as a laborer.
Vous pouvez pas travailler,
you couldn't do anything
vous ne pouvez rien faire,
unless you were part of the system.
À moins que vous fassiez partie du système.
Friends, where does that leave people like us?
Où est-ce que cela conduit
that's
les
why
gens,
he says,
ces gens comme nous?
Behold,
il dit, voici,
I'll send you Elijah the prophet.
Je vous envoie Élie le prophète.
That's the purpose of the message for
c'est
you.
Ça, le but
this message, message never came for us to argue who's the greatest
ce message n'est pas
or who has the greatest revelation.
Qui est le plus
that's
grand
just us and our immaturity.
Ça, c'est juste
this message came as
ce message
God's
est venu
provided
comme
way,
la voie pourvue
a provision of God's grace for his bride.
De Dieu pour son épouse.
That's what this message came for.
C'est pour cela que ce message
because
est venu.
Elijah's famine is going to come.
La famine des
so there came a total collapse.
Y a un collapse total.
The bride goes to the palace.
L'épouse va vers le palais.
Joseph reveals himself to his brethren.
Se révèle à ses frères.
Then it collapses.
Et puis tout collapse.
Complete collapse.
Complètement.
The system just doesn't work anymore.
Le système ne marche plus.
It's all under one man.
Tout est sous
one man has all the power.
Un seul homme.
One man has all the wealth.
Un seul homme avec toute la
richesse. One man forgives the debts, but there's conditions.
Un homme qui pardonne le péché.
One man gives the seed.
Un homme qui donne la
the finance.
Les finances.
But there's conditions.
Mais il y a des conditions.
There's strings attached.
Des conditions qui
and
sont
it's all happening down in Egypt.
Et cela s'est passé en Égypte.
Now.
Maintenant.
In the tribulation period.
Dans la période
let's think about it. Let's read Revelation 11.
Lisons Apocalypse 11.
Like I say, we'll start this week or continue on because there's a lot of things you can say on this.
Nous allons continuer la semaine prochaine.
But this is more like a Bible study today, just to show.
Comme l'étude biblique.
It's very scriptural, friends.
Pour montrer que c'est très, très
and we've already entered into this famine.
Et nous sommes déjà entrés dans la famine.
We've already had the birth pains. I'll just show that if you can put my slides, but before we read Revelation 11. If you remember when we did 9/11,
si vous vous souvenez quand on a vu 11 septembre.
If you can go back, Brent, yeah, I need to go back. Back. Can you help me, Paul? Back. One more. If you remember
2008,
when there was the biggest crash of the stock market in history up to that point.
Quand il y a eu écroulement des,
on September the 29th, 2000, and, sorry, we go back to 2001 first. There, September the 17th, 2000, the biggest crash up to then because of September the 11th.
Le 17 septembre, le plus grand écroulement.
And we showed it was exactly on the day of release.
C'était exactement au jour.
The last day of the Sabbath year.
Le dernier jour de
when all of the debts became worthless.
Lorsque toutes les dettes étaient rendues nulles.
You know, if you lived in the Sabbath year,
si vous avez vécu pendant l'année
and you made money by lending money to brothers, yeah,
et que vous
or
avez
to people.
Fait de l'argent en
and you had all of your IOUs, all your bonds and your stocks and your pieces of paper that represented your wealth.
Qui représentait votre,
you lend to Brother Scott, he signs, you've got a piece of paper.
Vous avez donné à Frère Scott,
and you're trusting in your piece of paper.
Et vous avez confiance dans ces bouts de papier.
And you put your fingers in your braces and say, oh, let me build a bigger barn.
Vous avez confiance dans cette
you've got to be careful because on Elul 29, the day of release,
le jour de,
all the debts were forgiven. And all of those pieces of paper that day in one day became worthless.
Et tous ces papiers-là, en un seul jour,
it's in the Bible, Leviticus,
valeurs.
Deuteronomy.
C'est,
the day of release, every debt was forgiven.
Le jour du pardon, tout
there were no
pardonné.
More debtors and no more creditors.
Il n'y avait plus de dettes.
And that types of collapse, friends.
Cela typifie le
because
collapse.
These people are trusting in their bonds and their stocks and the Dow Jones and all of these things.
Dow Jones et dans tous ces marchés d'échange.
And on that day of release,
et ce jour-là,
when in Israel that day the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, were taking all those IOUs and tearing them up and throwing them away because they were worthless.
Et lorsqu'ils prenaient tous ces papiers, ils déchiraient parce qu'ils n'avaient plus de valeur.
People lost billions.
Les gens ont perdu des
millions. Money which people had the day before, wealth.
L'argent que les
in one
gens
day.
Avant,
when the stock market, avant, some people were bankrupt.
En un seul jour, les
they
gens
hadn't
se sont
done anything. They hadn't done anything.
Ils n'avaient rien fait.
In the Great Depression.
Dans la Grande Dépression.
There was a whole group of businessmen.
Il y avait un groupe de gens,
some of the richest men in the world.
Certains des hommes
investment bankers.
Plus richesses, les
they got on a ship in Europe. They set sail back to home to America.
Ils retournaient en Amérique.
By the time they got to America,
avant d'arriver en Amérique,
all they owned was the clothes they had on their back.
Tout ce qu'ils avaient, c'était les vêtements qu'ils portaient.
Because the markets crashed.
Parce que le marché avait
s'était
écroulé.
And all their investment was in the system.
Et tous les investissements dans le système.
It's like a day of release.
C'est juste.
So we saw it in 2001.
Nous l'avons vu en
2001. It was a judgment sign.
C'était un signe du jugement.
2008.
2008.
The stock market crashes even more, 777 points in a day.
Il s'est écroulé de moins de 700.
September the 29th.
Septembre, le 29 septembre.
It was 7 years exactly the next day of release.
Exactement 7 années plus tard.
Exactly the day, Elul 29.
Exactement.
What was God saying, friends?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu disait?
Don't forget our title.
N'oublions pas notre
behold,
titre. Voici.
The third woe cometh quickly.
Le troisième malheur vient bientôt.
God always warns in twos.
Dieu avertit toujours
and then the third one comes.
Et puis le troisième
remember vient. The prophet preaches birth pains.
Souvenez-vous, le prophète a prêché
and he said World War One
dit la première guerre
was
mondiale.
The first woe.
C'était le premier malheur.
World War Two
la deuxième guerre mondiale
was the second woe.
C'était le deuxième malheur.
And then there comes the end.
Et puis vient la fin.
He says those were birth pains.
Et ça, c'était les douleurs.
So the first two are all as birth pains.
Les deux premières
signaling the final one that finishes it all.
Annonçant les
which is Armageddon, the third woe.
Armageddon, la troisième guerre.
The third woe cometh quickly.
Le troisième malheur vient.
1964, Good Friday, he says.
Le vendredi saint.
The Lord says, throw a stone in the air.
Dit,
say to Banks Woods,
disant,
thus saith the Lord, you will see the glory of the Lord.
Ainsi dit le Seigneur, tu verras la gloire de Dieu.
He throws it in the air.
Il
a whirlwind starts.
Et,
they're in the camp.
Et ils étaient dans le camp.
Brother Banks says, Brother Banks, brothers, hide yourselves.
Frère Banks, cache-toi.
And the great whirlwind comes down.
Et puis
strikes the top of
les tourbillons vient encore.
The rocks. Comes down three times with the sound of thunder. What a warm.
Les tourbillons viennent trois fois avec un
son
de tonnerre.
Back towards the west.
Et retourne vers l'ouest.
The brother said, "Brother, what does it mean?" He says, "I don't know."
Demande,
he says, "I didn't know if he wanted me to tell them."
Je ne sais pas si
so the prophet says, "I went out by myself and I prayed."
Dit que je suis allé seul
and he says, "You can tell them."
Il dit, tu peux leur dire.
He says, "I came back and said, brothers."
Il est venu, il leur a dit, frère.
Judgment
le jugement
strikes the west coast.
Va frapper
and a
la
few
coast,
days after that
ouest,
was the 9.2 Alaska earthquake.
C'était le
one of the greatest earthquakes that has ever hit the earth, and it hit on Good Friday, 1964.
C'était le vendredi saint que ces tremblements de terre avaient frappé.
The next year,
et l'année suivante,
Good Friday, 1965. Oakland.
Il y a Oakland.
In between Alaska and California,
entre Alaska et California,
there comes another Good Friday earthquake.
Encore un autre tremblement de terre le vendredi saint.
And the prophet puts it in the church age book.
Et le prophète les
and says, God has shown by these two shakings,
Dieu me montre par ces
in
deux
measure,
en mesure,
what he's going to do globally.
Ce qu'il va faire entièrement globalement.
Because the third is coming, friends.
Parce que le jugement vient.
When the sixth seal opened, there was a great earthquake.
Lorsque le sixième sceau est ouvert, il y a un grand tremblement.
So there's always the two that are the birth pains.
Il y a toujours les deux
that if you can discern,
que si vous pouvez discerner,
it's leading to the third.
Cela va conduire au troisième.
Now let's not finish on that side of things.
Ne finissons pas de l'autre côté.
What about the first and the second pool?
Qu'en est-il du premier et du deuxième pool?
Behold.
Voici.
The third pool cometh quickly.
Le troisième pool vient.
Because God will always have the provision for his
parce
children.
Que Dieu a toujours une provision
the
pour
first
ses enfants.
Two identify the third.
Les deux premiers ont identifié
that's
le
always
troisième.
The way that it is.
Ça toujours
and friends, aussi. These economies have been shaken those two times.
Ces économies qui ont été
on exactly
deux fois.
Those two
exactement.
Jewish holidays.
En ces deux fêtes de juifs.
And it signifies there's coming another shaking.
Cela montre qu'il y a un autre tremblement
and God
qui arrive.
Is going to shake the systems of
et Dieu
world.
Va faire trembloter les systèmes du monde.
Let's just read this and then we'll close. We'll continue next time. Revelation chapter 11.
Apocalypse chapitre 11.
Verse 3.
Verset 3.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,203 score days. 3.5 years. That's the tribulation period. We know who they are. Verse 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth. That's Elijah.
Ça, c'est Eli.
When he called fire from heaven down on the 50s, the captains in the 50s that came up.
Les feux qui est descendu à consumer les captains.
And devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven. That it rain not in the days of their prophecy. So there's coming a famine.
Il y a une famine qui arrive.
And have power over waters to turn them to blood. That's Moses.
Ça, c'est Moïse.
That's Egypt.
En Égypte.
The plagues of Egypt.
Les fléaux de l'Égypte.
And to smite the earth with plagues as often as they will. Now let's think of the days of Egypt.
Pensons au jour de l'Égypte.
Let's think when Moses came on the scene in Egypt.
Pensons lorsque Moïse est venu sur scène en Égypte.
Egypt was the superpower.
L'Égypte était une puissance super.
Egypt had a prosperous economy.
L'Égypte avait une économie.
The Nile would overflow its banks and
Nil pouvait
water all of their lands.
Sur toute la terre.
They had rich harvests.
Ils avaient des moissons riches.
And they had an abundant labor supply.
Et ils avaient suffisamment de laboureurs.
And God didn't like it.
Et Dieu ne l'a pas aimé.
Because their economy,
parce que leur économie,
was built on corruption.
Était bâti sur
it was built on oppression.
Bâti sur
it was built on greed.
Bâti sur l'égoïsme.
So God sent Moses.
Et Dieu a dit à Moïse.
And Moses comes on the scene.
Moïse vient sur.
And as soon as Moses came on the scene,
et dès que Moïse est entré en scène,
that economy was in trouble.
Cette économie était avait des.
He smites the river. It turns into blood.
Et la rivière s'échange en sang.
There's no more fishing industry in Egypt.
Il n'y avait plus de l'industrie de pêche.
All the brothers in the fishing industry, they're going now with their to social welfare.
Ils sont allés vers.
Say, but you can't fish anymore.
Ils ne peuvent plus pêcher.
It was a plague.
Ah, c'était un fléau.
It was a judgment.
C'était un jugement.
What happens next?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe ensuite?
There comes a hail from the skies.
Il y a la rosée qui tombe.
Smites the harvest, all the crops.
Frappe toute la moisson.
All the fruit trees destroyed.
Tous les arbres fruitiers complètement détruits.
All the people that work in the fields, the next they don't have a job.
Tous ceux qui
all the landowners, the night before that were looking that hey.
Tous ces hommes qui pouvaient tenir ces.
I'm going to do well this year.
Oui, je suis en train de faire très bien.
Overnight.
Overnight, du jour au lendemain,
there was no more industry.
Il y avait plus d'industrie.
You can go through all the plagues of Egypt. Just think for yourself. What happened to Egypt with those plagues?
Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé à l'Égypte avec ces fléaux?
It destroyed that nation.
Cela a détruit la nation.
By the time that Israel went out,
avant qu'Israël n'ait plus,
that wasn't a superpower anymore.
Et l'Égypte n'était plus.
And the last thing that was destroyed was its army.
C'était quoi? Son armée.
Its military.
Ses militaires.
Tried to step on holy ground.
Essayant de
and the Red Sea swallowed up the elite of the military.
Et toute l'élite militaire était complètement engloutie.
Then you go to the days of Elijah.
Et puis vous arrivez au jour d'Élie.
When Elijah called for his drought.
Lorsqu'Élie appelle la sécheresse.
Think of how hard it became.
Pensez combien c'était devenu difficile.
The crop started to dry.
La semence a commencé
started
à
to die.
Sécher.
The vineyard started to die.
Les vignes ont commencé
the rivers started to dry up.
Les rivières commencent à sécher.
There was no more pasture for the cattle and the sheep and the goats.
De nourriture
and maybe the second year, the third, all the animals start to die.
Peut-être la deuxième année, tous les
there's no more fruit on the trees.
Il n'y avait plus de fruits dans les arbres.
Think what happens to an economy.
Pensez à ce qui est arrivé à l'économie.
When the hot winds of God's judgment
lorsque les vents chauds du jugement
start
de Dieu
to blow upon it.
Commence à souffler sur la terre.
Until you find the widow woman.
Jusqu'à ce que vous trouvez la
and she's in her house.
Et elle est encore dans sa maison.
And she's just got a little bit of bread.
Elle a juste un peu de pain.
And a little bit of oil.
Et un peu d'huile.
And that's all. That comes between her and death.
Et c'est tout ce qui est entre elle
and
et
the
la
prophet
mort.
Says, "You went out maybe early in the morning."
Le prophète dit peut-être qu'elle est sortie très tôt.
And there was the cry of the people.
Et il y avait le cri des
and
gens.
People were cursing God.
Les gens maudissaient Dieu.
Because trial it brings out the best in the children of God.
Fait sortir les meilleurs des enfants
de
Dieu.
But it brings out the worst in the world.
Et fait sortir les pires.
It depends
monde.
On what's in here.
Ça dépend de ce qui est dedans.
If there's gold in there, the trial will purify the gold.
L'épreuve va purifier l'or.
But if there's dross in there,
mais s'il y a
it'll just manifest who you really are.
Ça ne fera que manifester ce qui.
And the prophet says she came out there that day.
Dit qu'elle est sortie là ce jour-là.
Listen how he says it.
Dit, écoutez comment il le dit.
He says Elijah.
Elie,
we'll finish with this quote. Following God's commission.
Suivant la commission de Dieu.
Went up into the mountains and sat down in the high place.
Et s'est assis sur les lieux hauts.
The driest place in the country.
L'endroit le plus sèche.
But God kept
du
the
pays.
Brook running.
Mais Dieu, le programme de Dieu a continué.
Then he speaks of the woman.
Et il parle de la femme.
And her in the famine.
Dans la famine.
He says, you know.
Vous savez,
God has a way of answering prayer.
Dieu a sa façon de répondre aux prières.
You know when Elijah came her way.
Lorsque Élie est venu sur son chemin.
It was answered prayer.
C'était une
that
réponse
morning,
à la prière.
When Elijah came away.
Lorsque Élie est venu sur son
the
chemin.
The prophet says sometimes God will let you go right to the wire.
les prophètes dit parfois Dieu.
And she would get on her knees and says, Lord, I tried to live as faithful as I could. She had no condemnation at that time.
Elle n'avait pas de condamnation.
She had been faithful.
Elle a été
and said, Lord, and my husband, he died in the battles of the Lord.
Mon mari est mort dans la bataille du Seigneur.
And he says, and she never married again because she wanted to live faithful.
Qu'elle ne s'était plus remariée.
So she could meet her husband in glory.
Vivre fidèlement afin de rencontrer.
He says, this was a virtuous woman.
Et ça, c'était une femme.
Because God wouldn't have sent Elijah to her if she wasn't a virtuous woman.
Dieu ne pouvait pas lui envoyer Élie si elle n'était pas
virtuose. Things got hard.
Mais les choses étaient devenues dures.
And Elijah came down.
Il y est venu.
He says she looked and looked like there was no hope in sight anywhere.
Et là, regardez, mais c'est comme s'il n'y avait plus d'espoir.
He says, you know, we can get a lesson from that.
Oui, nous pouvons avoir une leçon.
If you have prayed and met all the requirements that God requires you to meet,
et vous avez satisfait toutes les exigences de Dieu,
and still He's silent,
et il est toujours silencieux,
and yet you've met the requirements,
pourtant vous avez satisfait les exigences.
Be certain of God.
Soyez certain de Dieu.
That's the confidence a believer has.
C'est ça la confiance que,
because the God of Elijah,
doit avoir parce que
the one who called for the famine,
c'est lui qui a appelé la
he's going to care for his own.
Il va prendre soin des
he's going to care for his own friends.
Il prendra soin des siens.
And she had met every requirement.
Et elle a satisfait toutes les
exigences. She had lived clean.
Elle a vécu pur.
Imagine if you were living a double standard life.
Imaginez si vous avez vécu une vie
double. Imagine if you were wearing your skirts to church and trousers at home.
Vous portez les jupes à l'église et puis les
or on Facebook, playing around with things that you shouldn't play around.
Jouer avec les choses que vous ne devriez pas jouer.
And then you get to that extremity.
Et que vous arrivez à
and
cette
you need the God of Elijah to do something for you.
Because
you need the supernatural
parce que vous avez besoin
to minister to the needs that you have.
Afin de satisfaire aux besoins que vous avez.
Friends, now's the time that you prepare.
Ah, mais maintenant, c'est le temps
you prepare with your faithfulness.
Vous devez préparer
you prepare
avec
with your clean life.
Vous devez préparer avec votre vie pure.
You cultivate that relationship
vous devez compter
with the God of Elijah.
Avec les
you feed on His word. You get yourself in the channel of this anointing of Elijah.
Dans ce canal.
Because what did she have?
Parce que qu'est-ce qu'elle avait?
She had everything she needed.
Elle avait tout ce dont elle avait
she
besoin.
Had the meal. The prophet says which represents Christ, the meal offering.
Elle avait de la farine qui représentait le
she
Christ.
Had Christ in her home.
Elle avait Christ dans sa maison.
She had the oil.
Elle avait l'huile.
Maybe it wasn't as much. But she had the Spirit.
Elle avait l'esprit.
You know all she needed.
Vous savez ce qu'elle a fait.
For the supernatural to take place.
Pour que le surnaturel puisse avoir lieu.
She needed to bring Elijah on the scene.
Elle est venue amener Élie sur scène.
She just needed that anointing of Elijah to
elle
come in the house.
Elle avait juste besoin de la
l'onction. And she had everything that she needed.
Et elle avait tout.
She had the potential.
Elle avait le potentiel.
The potential was in her home.
Elle était dans sa maison.
She had it in the vessel.
Elle l'avait dans
and friends,
vase.
You and I, it's in the vessel.
Vous et moi, nous
we just need to get the anointing of Elijah to come.
Juste besoin de l'onction.
We're not looking for Elijah himself.
Non, on cherche pas Élie lui-même.
It's the spirit of Elijah.
C'est l'esprit d'Élie.
It's the anointing
c'est l'onction
that comes and gets into that.
Qui vient et qui
if you've lived dedans. Faithful, friends,
si vous avez vécu fidèlement,
and you've seen it in your life,
et vous l'avez vu dans votre vie.
Has he ever let you down? Has he ever left you to beg bread? Sometimes it's coming down to the wire.
Parfois, cela retourne.
But he's always there.
Mais il est toujours
he
là.
May have provided by sending ravens like he did to Elijah.
Il peut pourvoir en envoyant
dropping pieces of meat to his prophet.
Peut-être faisant tomber des pièces.
But if you can find yourself today
si vous pouvez vous trouver aujourd'hui,
without condemnation,
sans condamnation,
represented in this widow woman.
Représenté dans cette,
don't forget she was a widow. Her first husband had died.
Comme la veuve,
and
son
friends, you can't be married to the world and married to Christ.
Et que vous
Paul told us,
au monde et marié à Christ, Paul nous a dit,
your first husband has to die.
Votre premier mari
the prophet says, God is not an adulterer.
Le prophète dit que Dieu
he's not going to marry you if you're married to the world.
Il peut pas vous marier quand vous êtes marié au monde.
But her first husband had died.
Le premier
so
mari
her real mourir. Husband came down
si son vrai mari est
to take care of her
pour prendre soin de
in the time of Elijah.
Au temps de la famine d'Élie.
And the prophet says she went out to pick up those sticks.
Elle est allée ramasser du bois.
She had the meal, she had the oil.
Elle avait la farine,
she
elle
just
avait
needed
l'huile.
The two sticks.
Elle avait juste besoin de ces deux bois.
He says it speaks about the cross.
Ça parle
de... He says it speaks about self-sacrifice.
Il parle du sacrifice.
That he died on the cross. Now what about you?
Lui est mort sur la croix. Qu'en est-il de
And then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
Et la parole du Seigneur est venue
And she was part of the vision.
Elle faisait partie de la
vision. She was part of Elijah's vision.
Elle faisait partie de la vision.
And the prophet says Elijah came down with that vision.
Il est descendu avec cette
vision. And he looked for a certain gate.
Et il a regardé une
And he knew there'd be a certain woman coming out picking up two sticks.
Qui viendra avec deux bois.
And then she moved into Elijah's vision.
Et elle est entrée dans la vision.
And as soon as she lined up with Elijah's vision,
dès qu'elle s'est alignée,
everything was going to take care of itself.
Toute autre chose
Friends, it's the same as us. Just line up with Elijah's vision, which is the message of the hour. Why argue about trousers and hair and those? Just line up with the sayings of Elijah. If Elijah said it, just do it. It's the grace of God to us, friends. Just line up with Elijah's vision. But now listen how he finishes up. He says, she must have been a real virtuous woman.
Friends,
it's the same word, which is Ruth. Boaz said, you are a virtuous woman.
Boaz dit, la femme vertueuse.
To be virtuous means to be a woman of excellence.
Être vertueuse veut dire une femme d'excellence.
A woman who has strength of character.
Une femme qui a la force du caractère.
It's an inward beauty.
C'est une beauté interne.
She was a virtuous woman.
Elle était une femme
she wouldn't compromise what she believed.
Elle ne pouvait pas compromettre de
she was like the Hebrew children.
C'était comme les enfants
they said, our God is able to deliver us.
Notre Dieu est capable
but
de
even
nous
if
délivrer,
he doesn't, we're not bowing down to your image.
Nous ne serons pas
that strength of character, friends.
Cette force du caractère,
that's what the word develops in people.
C'est ça que le monde, la parole développe dans les gens.
He says, and the little woman was down praying.
Cette petite dame était là.
She was on her knees, imagine praying that morning.
Imaginez prier ce matin là.
Not knowing that walking down the mountain came the prophet.
Ne sachant pas que il y a un prophète qui descendait de la montagne.
How many times has that happened to you?
Combien de fois cela vous est arrivé?
You haven't known what to do.
Quand vous n'avez plus
You get on your knees in prayer.
Vous êtes sur vos genoux et vous priez.
You choose one of the books of Elijah.
Vous choisissez un des livres d'Élie.
And the Elijah anointing comes down.
Et l'onction d'Élie descend.
And it ministers to your need.
Et cela vous satisfait.
And God multiplies the meal and he multiplies the oil.
La farine multiplie l'huile.
And though there's famine elsewhere,
même s'il y a la famine
partout, but there ain't no famine in here.
Mais il n'y avait pas la famine dedans.
Friends, that's all we've got to do. The prophet says, just keep planting your potatoes.
Si seulement vous pouvez être en
we don't need to invest in gold and buy emergency food and stick it in the attic like some people are doing.
Acheter la nourriture d'urgence.
That's not our solution, friends. You just keep being faithful.
Si seulement vous êtes
just stay fidèle, with the message that you have heard.
Restez avec le message que vous avez entendu.
Just do what the sayings of Elijah tell you.
Faites ce que les dires de
That's
de
all we've got to do.
C'est tout ce que vous
and
vous
be certain of God.
Et soyez certain de Dieu.
And he'll take care of the rest.
Et il prendra soin du reste.
He said he had had a vision where to go to.
Une vision d'où aller.
You think when the message came to you, it was an accident? It was part of the vision. Before Elijah's famine.
Avant qu'Élie ne vienne, avant
when that
la
person
venue,
came and testified the message to you,
lorsqu'on est venu vous rendre témoignage du message,
Elijah had a vision exactly where he needed to go.
Élie avait la vision d'exactement où est-ce qu'il devrait aller.
Friends, that should really comfort any believer.
Ça, c'est vraiment ce qui console.
We didn't work ourselves up into these things.
Nous ne sommes pas réveillés dans
we weren't chose. Even looking for Elijah.
On ne recherchait même pas
we
Élie.
Didn't even know that Elijah
On
was supposed
même
to come.
Pas qu'un Élie pouvait venir.
But behold,
ne voici,
I send you Elijah the prophet.
Je vous envoie Élie le prophète.
The God of Elijah,
les dieux d'Élie,
he sends you Elijah the
il
prophet.
Vous envoie Élie.
He says, people were starving to death.
Les gens, s'évissaient
screaming
à la mort,
for water.
Criaient pour l'eau.
Hungry people.
Les gens affamés.
It was a reflection of sin.
C'était la réflexion du péché.
The nation was in for it.
La nation.
Oh, friends, there's two visions taking place.
Il y a deux visions qui se
there's the vision of Elijah and the widow woman.
La vision d'Élie et la
and there's the vision of the famine taking
et
place.
Aussi la vision
it
de la
just
famine.
Depends on which dimension
Ça
you want to live in.
Dans quelle dimension
it's up to you
vivre.
And me, friends.
C'est
We can take up those two sticks today.
Nous pouvons prendre ces deux bois.
The prophet says, burn the bridges.
Et les prophètes disent,
clean up your life.
Lavez votre vie.
Get the anointing of Elijah upon you in this age.
Recevez l'onction d'Élie sur
vous.
Walk
in the vision.
Et marchez dans la vision.
And watch how God will take care of the rest.
Dieu va prendre soin
du reste. Or we can play with Egypt.
Où vous pouvez jouer en Égypte.
And we can perish with the plagues of Egypt.
Vous allez périr avec
Be careful of compromise, friends. Compromise is your worst enemy at times like this.
C'est votre pire ennemi en un temps comme celui-ci.
Just be faithful.
Soyez fidèles.
The prophet never told us.
Les prophètes ne nous a jamais
when
dit
that time comes,
que si ce temps vient,
head for the mountains.
Allez vers la montagne.
He never said, just plant your potatoes.
Continuez à planter
vos patates. Just be faithful at your post of duty.
Soyez fidèles à votre poste.
Just keep doing
continuez à faire
what you know the Lord wants you to do.
Ce que vous savez que le Seigneur veut que vous fassiez.
And watch him take care of the
et
rest.
Regardez, il va prendre soin.
Friends, we've had two woes already.
Nous avons déjà deux malheurs.
In so many ways in this world.
Dans plusieurs manières.
The economies have been shaken.
L'économie est ébranlée.
And they've put their sticking plasters on.
Et ils ont mis ces dires.
Magically invented money from nowhere.
Et magiquement ils
you
ont.
You can't just make wealth from nowhere.
Ils ont créé de l'argent.
They've made trillions of euros in Europe of wealth from nowhere.
Des milliers de milliards d'euros.
Should try to fix the problem.
Essayant de fixer le problème.
And it just gets worse.
Mais cela ne fait que
and
s'empirer.
It gets worse.
Et s'empirer.
Because Elijah told us so.
Parce que Élie nous a dit.
Let's finish with 1 Kings 17. I just want to read one verse and we'll close.
1 Roi 17.
I don't know about you, but in these kind of days,
c'est pas, qu'en est-il de vous,
I love to listen to those kind of messages from the prophet.
Je dois écouter ce genre de message du prophète.
It's really a word in season.
C'est vraiment le
We're
temps
living right in the time of famine.
Nous sommes au temps de la faim.
That's why on Friday we were speaking about that
c'est
one.
Pourquoi les vendredis nous avons parlé.
Go and wake Jesus.
Vous attendre à Jésus.
Calling Jesus on the scene.
Appelant
Be
Jésus
not afraid, it is I.
Ne soyez
All
pas
those messages, he'll take care of us, friends.
Il prendra
If
soin.
Jesus is in the boat,
si Jésus
great
est dans
storms
le bateau.
Are coming. The prophet says the oncoming
la
storm.
La
But as long as Jesus is in the boat,
si longtemps que
Jesus had commanded them to go across
Jésus
the sea.
Les a commandé de
and it says when Jesus got in the boat, they followed him into the boat.
Était dans le bateau, ils ont suivi
so just
Jésus.
Keep following him.
Continuez à le
he
suivre.
May sleep between the revivals, the prophet says.
Il peut dormir
But when the storms rose up, and they said, Master, we perish.
Maître, nous périssons.
He spoke to the storm.
Il a parlé
and it
au
was
vent.
Still.
Et il était calme.
As long as Jesus is in the boat.
Aussi longtemps que Jésus est dans le bateau.
Verse 17. Verse 13. Chapter 17, verse 13.
17, 13.
And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Amen. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first.
Amen.
The prophet says, what does that mean? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Friends, if you're not even faithful with unrighteous mammon, the prophet said, with how we handle our money, how do we expect God to step in with the spoken word at the time that we need it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord. That's all you need to hear in your circumstance.
C'est dont nous avons besoin d'entendre dans nos circonstances.
You just let the anointing of Elijah come down.
Que l'onction d'Élie descende.
Speak thus saith the Lord in your circumstance.
Parlez ainsi dit l'Éternel.
All will be well.
Tout est bien.
Fear not. That's what he said. Fear not.
Ne crains pas.
For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Now what did she have to do? Complicated things? Verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. That's all you got to do.
C'est tout ce que vous devez faire.
And she and he and her house did eat many days. Let's just be faithful, friends.
Soyons fidèles.
Be faithful in the little things.
Soyons fidèles.
Be faithful to come to the prayer.
Soyons fidèles à venir aux réunions de prière.
Be faithful in your home.
Soyez fidèles.
Be faithful the way you dress.
Soyez fidèles à votre
the way you talk. Be faithful what you do on the internet.
Soyez fidèles à ce que vous faites sur internet.
Don't compromise.
Ne compromettez pas.
It's your great enemy at this time.
C'est votre plus grand ennemi aujourd'hui.
Feed on the message. Stay under the anointing of the message. And see how thus saith the Lord.
Et voyez ainsi dit
through the saying sayings of Elijah
par les dires d'Élie
will minister you and I right through today.
Qui va vous servir, vous
Let's stand. Let's sing Elijah and the meal offering saints.
Elie
I'm so glad
de farine,
he sent Elijah my way.
Il a envoyé Elie sur mon chemin.
You know, and that woman, she made Elijah feel at home in her house.
Ah, elle a bien accueilli Elie chez elle.
If you're putting on the television set,
si vous placez la
télévision, Elijah doesn't feel at home in your house.
Et que Elie ne se sent
because Elijah told us, if I had one of those in my house, I'd shoot it out with a shotgun.
Elie nous a dit que si j'en avais, j'allais la faire
she entertained Elijah.
Ah, elle a,
and the God of Elijah took care of her.
Elle a diverti, le Dieu d'Elie a pris soin d'elle.
What do you have to sing there, bro?
Oh, the judgment day is coming.
Yes, let's sing.
Oh, my loving brother.
Oh, my loving brother.
Oh, the judgment day is coming. What an awful day it will be.
Christ forever is my refuge, rock of ages, death for me.
Oh,
my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages. Clear for me at the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day. Worldly pleasures with the treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clear for me. Poor lost sinners will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clear for me.
Oh, my loving brother,
oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clear for me.
Oh, my loving brother,
oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, live for me. Let's sing that song. I dreamed of the great judgment morning, that it had dawned and the trumpet had blown. Friends, it's closer and nearer than when you first believed.
C'est plus proche que lorsque vous avez premièrement
and it's plus later than you think.
Et c'est plus tard que vous le pensez.
Let's be about his business, friends.
Occupons-nous de ses
Let's
affaires.
Leave the past behind.
Laissons le
what is your commission?
Quelle est votre commission?
Just be faithful to your commission.
Soyez fidèle à votre commission.
That's your insurance policy.
C'est ça votre assurance.
That's all that a believer has to do.
C'est tout ce que le croyant
is just
doit
walk
faire.
With him. Let's sing that song.
I dreamt at the great judgment morning had dawned and the trumpet had blown. I dreamt that the nations had gathered to the judgment before the white throne. From the throne came the bright light angel, and he stood on the land and the sea. He swore with his hand raised to heaven that time was no longer to be.
And oh, what a weeping and weep, willing and dead by the Lord. Oh, they cried for the rocks and the mountains, they prayed and their prayers were too late. The rich man was there, but his money had melted and vanished away. The pauper stood too heavy to pay. The great man was there, but his greatness and the rich nations are breaking, Israel's a weakling, and offered the prophets foretold that Gentile days numbered, horrors encumbered, eternity soon will end. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is in the amen. That's our feeling, failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clean. Look up, your redemption is here. Victory is growing, Jerusalem restoring, a national long dethroned. Today she is calling, her latter rains are falling. Return, O disperse, to you. Oh, hallelujah! The day of redemption is in the air. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be off the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is, oh, is near. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is. Oh, false powers are lying, God's truth they're denying. Jesus the Christ is our God. This generation spans God's revelation. We'll walk where the apostles have. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is near. Then hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, lamps and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Oh, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Now this generation spans God's revelation. It is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is. Oh, the day false prophets are lying, truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. This generation is God's revelation. We'll walk with apostles and oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is the amen that's a feeling. For fear, be filled with the Spirit, your lamps can play. Look up, your redemption is. Look up, your redemption is here.
Let's sing one more song. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord today. Just want to say, Friday, this coming Friday, it's no service. We want to have an outreach on Friday. I think it's really an important thing, saints. Many saints have been asking about it. Even myself, I was really feeling pushed that it's time to get back to the commission. So to those saints who aren't able to be there, we're just asking your home on Friday evening, gather your family together. Come around the family altar and you pray for the grace of God. You pray for the leadership of the Holy Ghost to be upon those saints that will be going out in the highways and the byways on Friday night. Let's unite in prayer about that so that the angel of the Lord will go before like it did in days gone by. So that's for Friday evening. Let's sing one more song then. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord.
He, the Lord of harvest, sweetly calling, oh, will go and work for me today. Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Oh, speak my Lord. Oh, speak to me, Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak my Lord. Touch the prophet, making him as pure can be. When the voice of God said, who go for us? Who will answer to you? Am I said,
oh, speak, Lord.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to their rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak. speak my love.
Speak love.
Speak my love. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. Soon the time of reaping will be over. Soon they'll cut for the harvest old. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child well done. Oh, speak my Lord.
Speak, Lord,
speak. Answer me.
Oh, speak, Lord,
speak, my Lord.
Speak, Lord,
speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me.
Let's all pray, saints. Let's call him on the scene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do thank you and do appreciate, Lord, just another opportunity, Lord, to come before thee upon this day. We thank you, Father, for grace, Lord. We thank you for mercy, Lord. We thank you for opportunity.
Trust thee, Lord, and in thy loving kindness, Lord, to thee, God. Give us all thy grace, give us all thy mercy, Lord, and show us always thy face, Lord, Savior, at all times, Lord. Father, you be glorified.
Amen. If anybody has anything you want before the Lord, if you just want to raise your hand as we close in a word of prayer. Just ask Brother Maxwell, would you mind coming and closing for us, bro? Please, let's keep Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre in prayer. Also, if you'll pray for me for this evening for service at Brother Tom, I really would appreciate it as well. God bless you. Thanks, Brian.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we came in here empty. But Lord, we are going back filled, O God. Father, we know how. Before, Lord, we were in the world of famine. But you sent an Elijah to us, O God. In this our age, Lord Jesus, we thank you that Elijah had come to us. And even this morning when we came in, O Lord, all the food has been prepared for us. We thank you that the message, the Lord, you have given to us, it will never fail. The meal will never finish. And the cruise oil will never fail. Because, Lord, it comes from you. Father, even as hands have been raised towards you this afternoon, oh, you know the requests that are behind those hands, Lord. Father, we commit those hands into you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, the needs that they are looking forward to, God. Father, meet each and everyone according to your grace, Lord. According to your riches in glory, Lord. Father, let these hands come back to give glory and testimony to your name, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, your word has been a blessing unto us, O God. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. And we thank you, O God, for our pastor, the Lord. You continue to anoint him, O God. Continue, Lord, to lead him with your word, O God. That any time we come here, O God, there is always food prepared for us. Oh, blessed be your name for the Elijah food, O God. Father, as we live here, we don't want to leave your presence, Lord. Let your presence go with us, O God, into even our closets, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord every footstep that we take, or whatever our hands will touch, amen. Lord, let it be a blessing. Yes. That your name be glorified, O God. Yes. Father, once again, we want to commit to Lord Jesus our children unto your hands. Oh, even the week that has passed, O Lord, we all are witnesses of the things that we have seen. They call it Halloween. Amen. Oh, Lord, we are not for that, O God. Amen. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way. Amen. Oh, to bring up our children, Lord. Amen.
So, Father, I commit every parent here into your hands. The Lord, grant them the leadership. Grant them the grace. Grant them, the Lord Jesus, how to bring up these children, O Lord, in the fear of you, God. Oh, as long as, Lord, you tarry, we believe that these children are going to take our place. And they will continue the good work, O Lord Jesus, oh, to glorify your name. Oh, Father, we bless you. We give you the glory. We commit, Lord, our Friday, the week that is coming into your hands. Amen. Oh, Wednesday, our prayer meetings. Amen. And even the Friday that as we go forth, Lord, we know the angel, oh, will be there, oh, God. And as many that, Lord Jesus, you want to touch, oh, God. Amen. Father, let them come our way. Amen. That, Lord Jesus, we bring them under the canopy of your word, oh, God. Oh, the secret place of your tabernacle, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, bless us as we go. And let your word continue to be with us. In Amen. Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you very much, Brian. God bless you, Brian. Amen.
Yes, soldier, oh. The cross upon the of the land, and shall I fear to the cross or blush to speak his word? Shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. Whoa, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear, whoa, in that new Jerusalem. Jerusalem, are there no foes for me to, oh, must I not stem the flood? Is this my word? Crown, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new.